gentlemen, your attention, please.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Happy New Year! Woo! Happy.
And this is 2020.
Here's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
All right, let's start smoking. Hand it over, Andy. We went to Bradley together. You remember this moment right after Jimmy's bar when you hand me a doobie? Does anybody call it a doobie anymore? Yes, that's nice. Happy New Year, everyone. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. When you do something more than twice, I think it becomes an annual event, right?
Well, yeah, you can't call it an annual when it's the first one because it didn't happen before.
Okay. Well, this is our third year together. That's
correct.
Why I bring it up. So we do an annual New Year's Day show.
Correct.
So we have a psychic on, psychic Denise Gazzardo.
Right.
She'll make her predictions for 2020 and take phone calls. That happens at 7:30. Then we have Gina Murata, who is a life coach. She comes in studio at 8 o'clock, and
correct.
We go through our goals for the year.
I even worked on those last night.
Did you? I'll do it.
Sort of. Yeah, kind of.
I'll do it.
In a roundabout way, I did.
Well, you need... Gina has you work on your word of the year. You get the word of the year, and then you you list your goals after that.
Got a couple of words of the year.
Okay.
And I can actually use both of them on the air.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. My word of the year last year was uncomfortable.
Right.
And because I wanted to challenge myself. Yeah.
Make yourself uncomfortable.
I'm not going to tell you my word of the year until Gina's on at 8.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you mine either.
Okay. It's nice. Is it love?
It is not.
And then, since it's New Year's Day, Dr. Jack Dibas will come in from the IV Me Clinic and give us all IVs and vitamin B shot. Will you take the shot in the booty?
I'll take the shot in the booty.
Okay. Vitamin B?
Vitamin
gives you
B.
A little energy.
Yeah, I need some energy. You know, it's been a rough week. You
I've
know?
Been just preparing for it since you brought it up yesterday, Pete.
Dave Schwann. I'm like, Schwanny, I'll try to get you a shot if I can get a hold of Dr. Jack. I don't think he got my message because I never heard back from him.
Well, if Schwanny is that, you know, wants it that badly.
I need the energy.
I will donate mine to Schwanny if that's the case.
Oh, I'll get a double dose then.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any cocktails last night?
I had one. One beer. That's all I had.
I had a beer. I had some vodka. I had some red wine. Listen to my voice right now.
Yeah. I saved it. I'm saving it for the today later when I'm done.
For the bowl games in front of TV.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I love New Year's Day.
Yeah, it's not a bad day. It's
just
kinda, a
day
cool.
Chill out.
Right. Fun. And then this weekend, we have NFL football. Those are another... We have NFL football on Saturday and Sunday,
Saturday
right?
and Sunday, right. Playoffs begin without the Bears.
God, that's one... Oh, it's not good.
No, not good.
Heard they fired some people yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that all morning,
cast.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone had to pay the price.
For having a bad offensive line?
Yeah, for
and
having
overpaying
year, yeah.
Charles Leno Jr.?
Well, again, you know, it's interesting because the guys that get to do the firing are the ones that also did the hiring. So, it's,
right.
you know, in that case, you know, it's one of those, well, you know, you can't fire the hierarchy because they're probably being paid a little bit more than the assistants were being paid.
8-8. We kissed our sister this year.
Yeah, 8-8. Not good. Not good at all. Especially after all the hype and all the everything that was expected, the expectations this year with that opening kickoff against the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field kicking off the 100th NFL season.
Yep.
And went, not good.
No, we didn't even score in that game. I mean, we didn't score a touchdown.
Correct.
We had a field goal, right?
Yeah. Eddie Pinheiro.
Oh, Eddie. 4-for-4 in the final game.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky is going to have shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting
worse. I know there's a lot
of
people that wish that they could insert Dan Marino's arm or something like that, but I don't think that's going to be happening.
Oh, man. This is...
Marino still needs that arm.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
What happened to him? He's not on CBS This Morning anymore.
No, he's not. He
just walked away from it?
Yeah, just kind of walked away.
Does he work with the Dolphins in any way? I'm sure he's like an ambassador.
Yeah, I'm sure he's around. I mean, I think I've seen pictures of him around there this year.
I thought he was in the front office. Maybe I'm wrong.
Might be.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got his isotoner gloves on. He's ready to go.
He's still doing endorsements.
Yeah.
Not as much as Peyton Manning, but, you know, Marino still. Howie Long, you see him in the Skechers commercials.
Right. You're a quarterback or, you know, one of those popular guys, you're going to be making money well past your playing days.
Right. Terry Bradshaw still doing commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you seen the latest one?
They still love him.
Where he's in the bathtub of some sort?
No. With Bradshaw?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he's advertising for one of these walk-in bathtubs. Where, you know, you can walk in and open and close the door. And
right.
You haven't seen this?
No.
No, I haven't seen them either.
Yeah, saw these recently. And then, you know, he looks at the camera and smiles and says, "You wondered how I relaxed. This is how I relaxed."
I thought I did anything for money. Terry Bradshaw will do anything for money. Yes.
We have a winner.
Coming up, we're going to check in with Hannah Welker from WGN-TV, who is out at a pot dispensary. They all open at 6 a.m. this morning. So if you guys need a little something, she'll be out there. We'll check in with her in just a second. From the WGN-TV morning news team, it's Hannah Welker out. Where are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm actually in Lakeview, right near the Sunnyside Lakeview marijuana dispensary, because yes, it's official, 2020 is here, and now you can legally buy recreational marijuana. The place actually opens at 6 a.m but there are a lot of people who've been in line since 1 o'clock this morning. Isn't that crazy?
You know, I was wondering about that, the people that are in line. So they smoke pot, right?
And
in the past they've had a dealer, so this is like a fun thing for them to do, is that right?
I guess so. The people that I spoke to so far say they just want to make history. They want to be the first ones in line to buy it. They already had certain types that they want to buy. And I'll be totally honest, I am not well versed in brands of pot.
Yes.
So, people are just very excited. And they have been coming consistently into the line for the past like 3 hours, so it's kind of crazy.
So have you seen the menu at these pot places?
So I have not seen the menu. The place doesn't open until 6 a.m We had another reporter here. I mean, we've had reporters on it for obviously weeks, months, but yeah, a reporter was here 2 days ago, so I think he might have gotten a look, but I have not seen the menu yet. No.
And rumor has it that they're going to have a shortage because the medical marijuana holders went in yesterday and loaded up because they knew today was going to be busy.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And if you want to shop, I guess, today, you have to remember to bring a state ID or a driver's license. You have to be 21 years or older, and you cannot pay with a credit card. You have to pay with cash. So if you show up without cash, there should be an ATM here, but you also may have to stop somewhere else to get cash.
Why do you have to pay with cash?
Because apparently the credit card companies do not work with dispensaries right now because it hasn't been legal in the past, and so they aren't partnered with them yet.
Andy's shaking his head like you know this.
Well, no, I had heard that because these banks are federally insured. It's a federal law.
So it's not national. A federal. Yep.
Right.
So all the dispensaries, say in California, when I was on Venice Beach and I was walking along Venice Beach and they had one every other business.
Yep.
Right.
Everybody has to pay cash for that.
Yep, they do. They all have to pay cash.
How do you file for taxes, though?
You know what? That's a good question. That is a good question, and I don't have the answer to that.
So you can hold back. You can, there's that gray area they talk about.
Yeah, it's like buying pot under the table? Maybe not.
And so, I mean, I don't want to raise awareness to this. So how many people are in line right now, Hannah?
I would probably say 40 people.
40 people with probably easily $100 in their pocket. Cash.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I wouldn't promote that.
Well, I mean,
people are going to find an easy target.
You would think law enforcement would be out there. Are they?
They are. Yep. Okay. Chicago police is out here. They also have their own private security people who are with the business. So they're out here too. They are really structuring the way they're lining people up. So when we first got out here, the line was outside. The line is still outside, but it's around the corner from the business, and they're actually feeding them through another business into the dispensary. So the people are not going through the front door of the dispensary.
This sounds very shop. It sounds very sketch.
It sounds backdoor. Very backdoor business. But I'm not really sure why, because it's legal today. So I think they're just trying to maybe avoid a major crowd on the street.
Okay.
Because the line is going to get long. But I think they're also maybe they're trying to keep people warm.
Okay, so, let me recap for people just tuning in. We're talking to Hannah Welker from WGN-TV out at a pot dispensary in Lakeview.
Yes.
Where are you located again? What are the cross streets?
We are at Sunnyside.
Sunnyside?
We are the cross streets of Grace and Clark.
Okay, you're right near Wrigley Field, right down the street from Wrigley.
Yes, we are.
Okay, and if you're thinking about buying pot today at this particular location, you can.
They opened at 6 a.m.
They're hustling you through a different entrance, and you have to pay cash.
Yes.
And you have to have a secret password.
Right. That is so funny. That just doesn't sound right to me. And are they ready for the onslaught happening at 6?
They say they are. The people who actually run the business, I guess the folks who own it and run it at Sunnyside, say they are prepared, but they do tell people, I guess you could go online to their website and check out the menu, which is exactly, I guess, what I should do. You could go and check out their menu online, so when you come, you're not wasting time when you're in there, and you know what you want, and you just get it.
God,
I think they want to shuffle people in and out pretty quickly.
Well, of course, they want to make a lot of money today.
Yes, exactly.
And how do you get a license? Do you have to know somebody? I know they had the CBD shops.
No, you could just use your state license, your state ID, your driver's license.
No, I mean the dispensaries. Do you have to know somebody?
So this one was a medicinal marijuana shop originally. And then they were chosen. Yes, I guess there were some guidelines by the state. There are 35 dispensaries across the state that were chosen. I believe all of them were medicinal marijuana dispensaries already. And they were then allowed to sell it recreationally, too. So, yeah, it was the state's mandate, the state requirements that allowed them to do it.
Okay.
So, I mean, Joe Schmo can't just sell weed out of his apartment.
Well,
have to be, you know...
I mean, if you bought weed from Joe Schmo, you would have to go through a nondescript entrance and pay cash for it.
Through his neighbor's apartment. Gosh. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble.
Yes. How long are you out there this morning? You're going to be on TV all morning long.
Yeah, our next segment's at 6 o'clock, and then we'll be on the air until 10 a.m.
Okay, I think you're at the location.
Have other crews out here.
What is the name of the business, by the way? Is it Sunnyside Doobie?
It's Sunnyside. It's called Sunnyside. What did you just say?
Nobody says Doobie anymore. I love saying Doobie.
Oh,
the Doobie. Who's toking the Doobie? Uh-huh, the pot.
Gosh.
The Mary Jane.
So
the
Ganj.
Yeah. It's called. It's
Didn't
just
people
called,
say dope?
It's Hannah. It's just called Sunnyside.
Sunnyside Lakeview is what it's called.
Okay,
that's the name of it.
The reason I bring this up is because John Williams called me in a panic last night at 8 p.m. and he said, "Hey, at 6 a.m., there's a pot dispensary near my house. I'm going to go over there at 6 and I'll talk to people in line for you." I'm like, fantastic. Well, this is
that's the
one.
Got
to
be the one.
You're going to see John Williams
this
in about
it.
A half hour.
Fantastic.
Do you know what he looks like?
No.
John Williams looks like he could be Matthew Modine's brother with glasses. Do you know Matthew Modine?
Yes.
The doctor in Stranger Things. Or
Vision Quest.
If you're old school, it's Vision Quest, the wrestler. Yeah.
Loudon Swain, by
what
the
a
way.
Great movie. You know the name in Vision Quest?
Of course I do.
Hannah Welker has never seen the movie Vision Quest.
Well, she's missing out.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You need to. It's a wrestling movie.
But it's, but it's so much more. Hannah, it's so much more than a wrestling movie.
Is it a love story? Remind me.
Because it is a love story.
I remember him wearing the plastic suit to lose weight.
Yes, it's a love story and a competition story.
But Matthew,
mainly a love story.
Matthew Modine has great hair, and John Williams has the best hair at the radio station. You'll know when you see him.
Okay, I can't wait.
Yeah, okay.
I look forward to it.
Hannah, you're the best. Always entertaining.
Hey,
thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, take care. That is Hannah Welker. She's great.
Yes.
We've had her on a few times this week. All right, let's go to... we have Dave on line two. Hold on a second. I don't want to do that. Hold on. I'm trying to get rid of Hannah. I can't put her... There you go. Okay. Let's go to Dave on line two. Dave, you're on WGN. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Hey, my question is, okay, so marijuana is still illegal by the feds.
Yes.
So what do these dispensaries do with this, all this cash? They can't take it to a bank. What's going on here? I mean, I don't smoke. I don't want to. I never will. But where's the money going?
Well, I had heard a story because when it was legalized in Colorado, there were a bunch of guys that were actually building their own vaults next to their establishments. They were actually digging and fortifying a vault.
Well, it's a legitimate business in Illinois.
It's not helping the economy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's crazy because they can't put them in a bank.
Right. So this is not raising taxes for Illinois because you can't spend the money.
There is a way. We're missing a step here because when I had the governor on last month, he said that they were going to raise anywhere between 400 and 600 million in a year.
But you can't put it in the bank. So I think you can, Dave,
put it in the bank. Because it is legal in Illinois, so there's got to be a way that you can.
Well, they can't be federally insured banks. It's got to be a local bank that's not federally insured.
Or there is a loophole somewhere. Yeah. That's a great question, wow. Dave. We're going to look that puppy up.
I just want to know. You know, I wish you guys would report on that part of it. You know, I mean, I don't care about people smoking pot. I care about where's the money going.
Well, we're going to look it up for you. We got you.
That'd be great. I'd love to hear about it because, you know, it's supposed to help us, all of us taxpayers.
Right. You sound angry about it. We'll get to it. All right. Thank you, Dave. Have a great day. You sounded like, we'll look it up.
Yeah,
they will be taxed. That's the whole thing because they need the revenue here in the state.
Yeah. You wonder if part of that's from the licensing of being able to sell.
Right.
You know, for your establishment.
I mean, the governor said anywhere from $400 to $600 million. So, yeah, there's got to be a way they can do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing those crazy stories about these guys actually building vaults in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And then some were actually opening up like a restaurant right next door and running credit cards through the restaurant.
Ah, okay.
So it's actually not running the credit card through the dispensary.
That's a great question.
So they can't take a credit card in Colorado either?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure because it's still illegal federally.
Let's go to our newsroom. Dave Schwann, what have you found out?
I have been pondering all of this myself, wondering.
Look it up. There is. I'm positive this is why they legalized marijuana. They need money. We need money in the state. All right, quick break, and we'll check bottom of the hour news in a second with Dave Schwann at 720 WGN. It's interesting what you find out about people that you've known a very long time. Andy and I went to college together at Bradley University in Peoria, and you are very well educated, very well versed on the pot right now.
And would you believe I've never partaken in my life?
You've never smoked pot whole life?
Not once.
Not even tried it?
Not even tried it.
Okay. I'm not a pot smoker, but I've tried it.
Hey, to each his own.
Right. How we collect fees, charges, and taxes on the state's behalf. This is from Andy Mazur from the Illinois Treasurer's Office. The Treasurer's Office is keenly aware of the necessity of working with financial institution to collect fees, charges, and taxes effectively. Currently, we contract with three financial institutions to accept cash, checks, and electronic deposits from cannabis-related businesses. Okay, so
there you go.
Three banks in the state that they use.
And they're state banks. They're not federal banks.
Because they want that money.
Correct.
They want the cash.
They want to keep it here in Illinois, too.
Recreational pot use in Illinois is expected to reach an estimated $1.6 billion a year.
Hmm.
You can smoke it. You can chew a gummy. You can bake it in a brownie. You ever have a gummy?
Nope. Well, yeah, gummy bears, but not.
I've never had a gummy
with anything in there.
Illinois also had better keep an eye on whether high taxes on recreational pot drive users to the black market. Cook County is looking at taxing marijuana sales at 3% on top of a 3% levy by Chicago and a possible 20% to 30% by the state. That's too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I can see it a couple of different ways. People feel that if they go to a dispensary, it's a safer situation, and
yep.
they might be willing to pay for that safety.
Okay. We're all concerned about that, Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Democrat out of Chicago, said. One of the sponsors of the legislation. Many states had to go back and reduce their tax rates when they found their tax rates were way too high. Tax revenues from recreational pot will net the city of Chicago. What do you think?
Well, it's in the billions.
Well,
for the state or for the city?
For the city.
Oh, hundreds of millions.
$3.5 million this year.
Okay. Less than $100
million. Estimated sales for the state could generate up to $676 million statewide annually.
Okay.
So the governor was right on, to $600 million. How do they come up with $676
million? There's people with a lot more knowledge of mathematics than you and I. They figured that out.
Mm-hmm. The pot. The ganja, the Mary Jane, the hash, the herb, the skunk, the boom, the chronic, Chiba, the blunt, Jolly Green, the joy smoke, the joy stick, lime pillows, ringing a bell. Anybody? Rasta weed.
Was this password or something we're doing?
Sassafras, Tex-Mex, tweeds, wake and bake, the pot, Canadian Bam Bam.
Somebody was busy on thesaurus.com last night.
People are so excited that pot is legalized today. Uh-huh. Would you stand in line for anything like that? I want to make history.
I don't know. It would depend on what it was.
When was the last time you stood in line?
Probably for like baseball tickets way back in the day.
This is a great question for people listening right now. When was the last time you slept overnight to get tickets or something? Because I have two things in my head from the 80s that I'm going to share with the group in a second.
Okay.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also our text line. When was the last time, or what was it for, where you slept all night to get tickets or something? There was a furniture sale, I want to say, that my then girlfriend, now wife, stood at. She got there at 3:30 in the morning to get huge discounts on furniture.
And there's a lot of people that stand in line for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, for the TVs.
To have the doors open for the electronic stores or wherever they're going to shop for that big ticket item. So that happens every once in a while.
Right. Okay. I want everybody to think about that.
Okay.
The last time you slept out all night.
Now, do you have to sleep out all night, or can you get there really early?
Like, how early is early?
Well, I got to
3 a.m.
This will tell you how long ago this was. Sport Mart.
Yep.
Was a Ticketron outlet.
Of course.
Yeah, so I stood in line at a Ticketron outlet there on Waukegan and Dempster for opening day baseball tickets.
Opening day baseball tickets. What year was that?
This was 1985.
I want to say it was 1985 at the Peoria Civic Center. I stayed out all night to get tickets for Huey Lewis and the News.
Nice.
Was it worth it? That would have been a good show.
Great show. That was a sport album, guys. Come on. It was number one.
Yes, it was.
Huey Lewis in the News. But staying out all night, you become a community with the people that you're with. Remember that? You'd bring a lawn chair.
A little heart and soul.
Some people would be drinking. Then you'd hit a wall around 4, and then you'd get excited. Then at 8 a.m., tickets would go on sale.
And your old friends by the time it's all over.
Right. Yeah, let's exchange phone numbers. Write down your number.
You actually had to know your number back then.
Let's stay in touch. Let's go out. Let's go hit a bar before we go see Huey Lewis in the News. Yeah. When was the last time you stayed out all night for something? Let's go to Nick in Andersonville. Nick, what was it?
Yeah, we're out here waiting for this Dispensary 33 to open up for everybody to start buying. And there are 400 to 500 people in this line.
You're kidding. Where are you?
Andersonville. Dispensary 33. The line is around the block. I live in Rogers Park, so I'm like, I'm going to get there 15 minutes early, and I'll be the first in line. And people are camped out. I'm a user, but not desperate enough to sit in this thing. So I'm getting McDonald's and headed back to bed.
That is hilarious, Nick. 400 people in line right now. Dispensary 33 in Andersonville.
Yeah, imagine they're coming from all over. I would imagine most of them are, you know, out of city or in areas that it's not accessible.
Right.
Again, people got their chairs.
They're going to run out of pot today. They're running out of pot everywhere.
That's what I said. I said they're going to run out. People at the end of the line, there's no way they're stocked up.
Now, if you smoke pot, you got somebody that you buy it from. Why do you want to get in line today? Just to make history? Because it's legal?
Yeah, to be a part of it, you know, just having, you know, I went to Wheeling High School, and back in the day, you know, my friends were getting in trouble for it more than I was as a white person. And I've had the same dealer, my best buddy from high school, since high school. So I haven't changed it up, nor do I really intend to with the new market. So it was nostalgia and a little bit just to kind of experience what it looks like. But the line is very white. I, as somebody involved in social justice, I'm looking forward to see these licenses get approved so we can see if they put their money where their mouth is.
Got it. Thank you for calling in, brother. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Nick in Andersonville, he said about 400 people are in line right now. Okay.
It's a lot of people.
I don't think there was 400 people in line for Huey Lewis in the news back in 85 at the Peoria Civic Center.
There might have been 40 people in line where I was waiting for those tickets.
I stayed up all night for Eddie Murphy tickets. Wow. What was that tour in 86?
Was that Raw?
Was it Raw or the one after Raw? Delirious?
It might have been Delirious, yeah.
I think it was Delirious. Got front row. Yeah.
Nice.
Front row to Huey Lewis. My only front row experiences. Eddie Murphy and Huey Lewis in the news.
So you are, you know, you're the inspiration now, because if you wait, you know, you might get the front row.
What have you slept all night out for? What have you stayed up all night for? Furniture? Tickets at Sport Mart? Yeah. Dominic's used to be a ticket truck, too, right?
Yeah,
okay. 720 WGN, it's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to the president of Big Bus Tours, John Curran, who is an old friend, used to work for Chicago Trolley. There is still double-decker buses in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
People are freaking out that yesterday Chicago Trolley went away, and they're like, no more double-decker buses. Yes, Big Bus Tours are still in Chicago. Are you mourning the loss of Chicago Trolley?
I didn't even know that was going on.
Chicago Trolley.
I think I was waiting in line for something, and I didn't hear that.
They went out of business, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. You've never been on a bar crawl on a trolley in Chicago?
No, never.
You've never lived, man.
Never.
Yeah. It's fun. Well, it's just a bar crawl in Chicago. That's the whole deal. Yes. I stayed up all night on State Street with my wife, two daughters, and sister-in-law to shop for wedding dresses at Filene's Basement.
Oh, yeah.
We were the second group in line. That was at Chestnut and Michigan Avenue. Remember, you had to walk up those huge stairs. And every year, they would have the wedding dress sale. And they would, are you shaking your head like you don't know what I'm talking
I'm
about?
I'm shaking my head like I have no idea what
that
you're
was a
about.
Huge deal. Filene's Basement.
I've heard
the
of Filene's
dresses.
Basement, though.
Am I the only guy that knows that on this show?
You might be.
Wow. Is that because I'm into fashion, or is that because no one's paying attention to wedding dresses back in the day? 773 area code, dead of winter, 1979, overnight at Sears in River Oaks Mall in Calumet City for REO Speedwagon tickets. So here's the question. River Oaks Mall, was the mall open? Could you go inside, or did you have to sit in your car, or were you outside in the dead of winter?
Well, I know at the Sport Mart, we were not allowed inside.
Right.
So we were out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you had to stay outside.
Yeah.
How brutal was that? And then they introduced the lottery thing.
Yeah, which really just messed everything up.
So you'd have to stay out all night, and then they'd give out the lottery numbers like at 7 a.m., and I was always upset with the people that just walked up, and they got a great lottery number.
You know, it reminds me of a day I was on with the late Bob Collins way back in the day when the Cubs changed their policy to that, and they were going to draw a number to start the wristband numbers at. And Bob just could not, for the life of him, understand what how the system worked. I tried to explain it to him four or five times. We even had their old ticket guy on from the north side,
right?
Trying to explain it, and it just didn't register. But it was one of those things where you pick the number, and if your wristband had number. You were the first one to buy, no matter what.
We lived about three blocks from Wrigley. I lived with my brother Dave, and every time Cub tickets went on sale, he was selling greeting cards at the time, so he had a flexible job. There's an actual guy, by the way, or a person that sells greeting cards that sells them to the stores. Mm. Who knew?
I had no idea at the time,
and it's a pretty good gig, and you know, some of those cards fall off the truck, if you know what I mean. But he used to get in line and get the wristbands, and we always had, you know, we could pick some games. It was nice.
Yeah.
Buy those tickets. By the way, if you're driving downtown this morning, did anybody run into unbelievable traffic as soon as you hit the city?
Well, I hit traffic when I turned from Ontario, or the Ohio feeder ramp, to Clark.
Yeah.
Clark was backed up, heading towards Wacker Drive.
Did you happen to notice the McDonald's?
You know, I didn't go that...
The Rock and Roll McDonald's?
Oh, no, I didn't even look, and I went right past it.
At Ontario and LaSalle, there had to be about 50 cars in line at the drive-thru. I mean, traffic was packed this morning.
Yeah, there were a lot of people milling around still.
Well, you know, when you work these hours, you think to yourself, okay, these people, half of them are drunk on the roads. Yeah, and there's 50 people in line at McDonald's. What's going on there?
Uh-huh. Getting themselves ready.
Well, so, you know...
For standing in line.
Right, definitely so. But since 1986, since the 80s, have you ever stayed out all night?
Stayed out all night?
I mean, stayed out all night for tickets.
Oh, no.
When did that go away? Was that mid-90s? They started doing the wristbands?
Yeah, and now with the, you know, online, you don't really have to do it. You know, you can sit up all night trying to get online to be the first person to get tickets.
Right, when you go into that chat room or whatever it is, exactly. The waiting room.
They put you in the radio,
the virtual
in
waiting
the lobby,
room.
Right.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, and then you lose connection, and you lose your tickets.
But there are certain things I think America's youth, now I'm going to sound like an old guy, are missing out on. Like my son, who's 14, it's like he'll never stay out all night to wait for tickets and experience that.
Yeah.
That bonding experience where you meet these random people, and you're bonded for life because you saw Huey Lewis in 1985.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful
or
thing.
Or Cub tickets. Yeah. Or it's you can't even scalp anymore.
No, well, I mean... People do, but
I know, but look at the Bears. How do you scalp those tickets if it's all electronic and you have to transfer them from email to email?
And you know, it's every team is doing that now, especially Major League Baseball. They all went to that ticketless situation as well. In most cases, I mean, there are still some that do have
a paper ticket. But how do you can't scalp any? Well, they're trying to get away from scalping.
Yeah, and the teams are trying to capitalize on that, too. I mean, the aftermarket stuff. I mean, if someone's going to sell their tickets back because they're not going to use them as a season ticket holder, you know, the team can put them back for sale. They'd rather have them do it than, say, an outside third-party ticket broker doing it.
Right. You'd see the same guys scalping tickets.
Oh, every day. All the time.
At Wrigley, at Sox Park. That guy, I can still see his face. I used to see him at every single event. Concerts, everything. I'm like, dude, I buy tickets from you. You got to, how about a little something, a little discount here? Nothing.
I had a friend whose dad, he would take us to the game, and he would literally wait until the game started before he would actually purchase a ticket because then you're just trying to get rid of it.
Right.
And he used to get great deals.
You get them at a discount.
We missed the first inning, but, you know, we'd go in.
I made a deal with a ticket scalper near Wrigley. I used to trade CDs. Remember, we used to get CDs in the late 90s for discounts on tickets. That was a great thing. Got to negotiate everything.
It's a good racket.
231 area code, 1981. We waited 5 hours for Neil Diamond tickets, paid $16 per ticket. Well worth it.
Yeah, very much worth it.
Seen Neil Diamond. I saw Neil Diamond at the United Center back in the day.
I saw him at Poplar Creek.
He's great in concert. He doesn't tour anymore, right?
Good. Yeah, I don't think so.
He wore his black knit pants up to his nipples and just belted out Sweet Caroline, Cherry, all the hits.
Holly, holy.
Going to America, coming to America, whatever the name of that song
coming
is. It's
America.
Wonderful. It is. Did you see the jazz singer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, I think the last movie I actually may have shed a little bit of a tear on was Field of Dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and that scene at Live Aid at the end is just breathtaking. Wow.
Still, people think that might have been the greatest rock and roll performance ever.
I loved it. And I forgot that REO played Live Aid. They mentioned that in the movie. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, I've never talked to Kevin Cronin about that.
I mean, not to get off track here, but Live Aid, do you remember that Phil Collins appeared on both stages the same day?
I remember that concert like it was yesterday. Yeah. That was a huge deal.
That's back when the Concorde was still flying.
This is what we're going to do. We're just going to talk about the mid-80s for the rest of the show. Live Aid, Huey Lewis in the News, Eddie Murphy, Delirious, 84, 85, and 86, all the mid-80s right there. All right, news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.
Now for some more news. Ready?
Welcome to the Top 6 at 6.
What?
On the Steve Cochran Show.
That is great radio.
This is your first look at what people, animals, and assorted fruits and vegetables will be talking about today.
Top 6 at 6 at number 1, weed is now legal. What else goes into effect in Illinois today? HB 26, Andy.
Sounds like a great HB.
All Illinois high schoolers with a grade point average in the top 10% of their class will be accepted to NIU, EIU, SIU, and Western Illinois University, provided they meet some other criteria. So if you're in the top 10%, boom. You're in a state college.
Work hard and you're in.
Right away. Also going into effect today, SB 2090.
One of the best SBs around.
Cook County Jail will now be required to set up a temporary polling place within the jail during elections to allow those incarcerated but not yet convicted to vote.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And minimum wage goes up today from $8.25 to $9.25 statewide. Do we have the crunch? We don't have the crunch. Number two, the Chicago Bears spent New Year's Eve making some coaching changes for 2020. The team announced Tuesday they've parted ways with offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich, offensive line coach Harry Heisted, tight ends coach Kevin Gilbride, and special teams assistant Brock Olivio. Why would the special teams assistant get fired?
It's a really puzzling question. I have no answer to.
Okay. All right. Oh, I like that, Andy.
Thank you.
A little bit louder. There you go. I like that. Number three, speaking of the Bears, Bears linebacker Roquan Smith was involved in a single car crash yesterday in Lake Forest.
Uh-huh.
Authorities received a call of a crash at about 9:30 a.m. at the intersection of Route 60 and Field Drive. Icy road conditions caused Smith to lose control of his white 2019 Mercedes-Benz as he attempted to take a turn and he hit a traffic pole.
Oof. That's a tough turn there from 60 going toward their complex.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you come off the tollway.
Okay.
And it's a little bit east of the tollway.
He's got to slow down.
Yeah.
It's going too fast.
Yeah.
He was not injured, and they gave him a ride to Hallis Hall.
That was nice of him.
Number four, the 6 at 6, a California father is very upset after finding out that the hotel he and his family were staying in was hosting a swingers party for New Year's Eve. The father of four was shocked to learn that Sacramento's DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel was hosting what is being called the state's biggest swingers party, hosted by AllureLifestyles.com website. How do you not know this?
Yeah, you have to do
this
some research.
This is the state of California.
And it's New Year's.
People that are paying good money to stay at the Hilton should be aware of what's going on, especially if they have families, he said. You know, there's a hot tub in the hotel and there's craziness going on in the hot tub. The father of four could not get a refund from the hotel. Number five, 6 at 6. How much would you want to be paid to be the face of Illinois? How much? What would it take?
Maybe a couple bucks.
A couple bucks?
Yeah.
What, $1,000? Would you do it for a grand?
Yeah, $1,000.
Okay. North Dakota's tourism department confirmed Tuesday that actor Josh Duhamel will be paid $175,000 to be the face of the state's tourism campaign for the next 2 years.
All right, take that.
$175. The state has had a contract with Duhamel since 2013 to lure people to North Dakota. The contract extension expires December 31st, 2021. Brings to more than $1 million he's made from the state. He was born in North Dakota.
Hmm.
So he's going to make $1 million just being the face of North Dakota. And finally, if you're making a New Year's resolution, remember this day, Sunday, January 12th.
Okay.
This is the day that 80% of us will fail on our resolutions.
I would have had like January 6th.
According to a new study, just 8% of us will achieve their New Year's goals. 8%.
Which is why I don't make resolutions.
Wow. What's your resolution every year?
To be taller.
To be taller. Yes.
Hasn't worked yet.
Sunday, January 12th is when we all fall off the wagon. Okay. All right. There is your top six of six. All right.
That's it.
That's all today for the top six and six.
No more.
All right. Okay.
Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie.
It's a big day in the state of Illinois. Marijuana is now legal. Let's check in with the guy that's covered this from day one. He does middays here at WGN. It is John Williams. You are up early and you're standing outside.
Right. I'm at the Sunnyside store at Clark and Grace. So we're about a block and a half north of Wrigley Field.
Hannah Welker from WGN TV, we had her on earlier. She is there. I told her to look for you. Did she walk up to you?
Not yet. There is a crush of media here, so it would be easy for the two of us to miss each other. All of the TV stations are here. The first purchasers have just exited the shop. They come into a restaurant nearby, Uncommon Ground, because the store has rented out the restaurant nearby to accommodate the crowd. You go into the restaurant around the back. You go through the pot shop then, and then you emerge to this crush of media. The first three customers have just emerged, having made their purchases.
John, how many people are in line, first of all?
That's a good question, Pete. I can walk over there and eyeball it for you. I'm going to guess a couple hundred.
Wow. So these people woke up early. They want to buy pot legally for the first time in the state of Illinois. I think it's a little strange that you have to walk through a restaurant, then you have to go through the back door of the dispensary, and you can only and you can only pay cash.
Yeah, I'm walking around. I'm at Clark and Grace now, and it goes zigzags back and forth inside the restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, wait, I said a couple hundred. I was looking in the wrong direction. There's several hundred.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Now, they've talked about it all week that these dispensaries are going to run out of pot. Do they have enough pot for everyone in line?
Brendan and I ate at this restaurant last night, and we're talking to one of the managers who was telling us about how they were going to accommodate people. He said they were expecting to do $1.3 million here today.
Oh, my gosh. In the first day?
Yep.
Wow, is that impressive. Now, have you talked to people that have bought the pot?
Yeah, in fact, I'll walk up to the very first purchaser. She's a lovely lady. I think from Forest Park, did she say? She was showing me what she got, some chocolate edibles.
Okay.
Some pre-rolled joints. And then some other product. I don't know what it is, Pete, but she spent about $100. They told me they thought the average purchase would be $100 to $200 here today.
Okay. I like that. So
the second and third purchasers, by the way, I might add, were people of color who said, you know what, this is not just a fun purchase for us. This is an important purchase for us because too often the laws were skewed against blacks in Chicago and the state of Illinois, and they saw it as not just a recreational purchase, but one with purpose.
Okay. Wow.
By the way, here's the lady that made the first purchase in the state of Illinois. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, excuse me. Can you just go live on WGN Radio and say hello to my friend Pete McMurray right now? This is Pete McMurray, and your first name is?
My first name is Jackie.
Jackie? Say hello to Pete.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Jackie, you were one of the first people in line. What time did you get in line this morning?
I got in line at 3:30 this morning.
3:30 this morning. Now, why is that?
I wanted to be one of the first people to go and buy cannabis legally, and it ended up working out for me.
So this was just kind of a history-making thing for you?
Exactly. It's history-making. I'm really excited. I am a regular cannabis user, so this is going to improve my life and a lot of people's lives very much.
What did you buy today?
I bought some pre-rolled sativa, I believe it was, and then some indica, that's just some flower, and then, of course, some edibles, and those are chocolate.
Well, what is the flower? What is that?
So that's flower is what you call just, like, the actual cannabis.
Okay.
The green cannabis. without anything being extracted, nothing like that.
And what do you what do you do with that?
You just smoke it in a bowl or you roll it.
Okay. I mean, that they said that's the first thing that's going to sell out is the flower.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I could definitely see it. That's usually people's go-to.
And chocolate edibles. You like those?
I usually try gummies, but I'm hoping I'm going to like these chocolate ones. A little different.
So do you go home and take a nap and then try all the pot, or do you try the pot and then pass out?
I think I'm going to try the pot, pass out, and then my friends and I are meeting for lunch to have some tacos, and then we're going to go back to my place and try some more.
Sounds like a great day. That's wonderful.
I think so, right?
I like it. Well, Jackie, have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. I'll give you back.
All right.
How about that?
John, this is a big day for a lot of people. She was so excited to tell us what she bought.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's got these little orange bags. They're fancy little bags. You know, there could be a cell phone in there. They got the logo on there and the drawstring. And when you see the orange bag, you know, that's a winner.
And are you going to get in line today, John Williams?
Negatory, Pigpen. A guy just came up to me, though, because he saw there's probably 50 members of the media here waiting for people to emerge from the store. The store doesn't have a window, so you can't see in. You just kind of wait for the door to emerge. So a guy just came up to me, and he said, hey, is this a lion? I said, no. He says, where's the lion? I said, you go down to the corner, turn right, you go all the way down Grace. And he goes, oh, man. Sorry, dude.
That is rough. I don't think I'd have the patience to wait in line that long.
Oh, I think you would if you were. I don't know if the young lady you were just talking to, it sounded like she was a user previously, and I don't know if
she did.
Used it medicinally or recreationally, but she was obviously a user. But I think if you were, just interested in it for recreational purposes, that's what this is all about.
Right.
I think this is a big deal. This is a big day. By the way, the crowd is, kind of chatty and fun.
Right.
It's like they're queuing up for a concert or something. This is a happy crowd here.
I know you've been talking about this the last few weeks on your show because I'm a regular listener, just for the record. But
thank you, sir.
Did you find out that now that it's legal that people will try it for the first time, or the people that have been using are the ones that are going to be purchasing it?
I can only answer that anecdotally, from some calls and from some friends. A buddy of mine I saw last night. The question was, are you going to switch your distributors now? Because he's been getting it all along anyway.
Right.
And I think a lot of people have. This is just a different, more convenient, more legitimate way to do it. My guess is I could walk around and just canvass some of the people here. I'll bet most of these people are already users. I mean, if you hadn't used before, you will be curious. But are you going to get up at 3 in the morning and stand in line? Probably not.
Probably not. And, this is a cash business. We had a caller earlier this morning, right when we went on the air. How do they deposit this money, this cash, into federally insured banks? Do you know the answer to that?
No, but I think there's legislation afoot in the state to try and remedy that, because if you've got $1.3 million just sitting around in your little storefront operation next to Nuts on Clark, that's not good for anybody.
Well, Andy looked it up. Apparently, Andy is an expert in this field.
Yeah, I wish I was. I'm an expert and a non-user, but they're talking about it. They have relationships with three financial institutions here in Illinois to allow them to deposit money.
The cash. So there's three banks in Illinois that have a deal.
This is stupid. I mean, this is just ridiculous. The state and federal government need to get their acts together, because it's not fair to these operators. It's a legal business in the state.
Right.
So we need to stop treating them like drug dealers.
And everyone has cash, and you said there's 400 people in line. How many police officers are out there right now?
A lot. In fact, when I was jogging down Grace today just to get over here, I thought, I look ridiculous. It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm running down the street. And I didn't want to be on the sidewalk because they're all icy. I have on my black hoodie. I've got my black WGN sweatband on, and over my ears. And here come a couple of cruisers. But there's police all over this area. I suppose mostly just to contain the crowd. But now, there is a lot of money here, that's for sure.
There's a lot of cash. John Williams. John, you're the best. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Okay, boys. Pete, I'm taking orders. Anything, Andy?
I'm good, thanks.
I think we're good for now. We'll let you know.
Okay. Well, I don't have hundreds of dollars on me anyway, so never mind.
John Williams. Thank you, John. Talk soon.
Yep.
All right. That is John Williams at the pot dispensary just north of Wrigley Field. Sunnyside.
Yes, now I have a better understanding where that is.
Yeah, Nuts on Clark.
I was having a hard time picturing it before, but now I know exactly where that is.
Right next door to Nuts on Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncommon Ground. That is on the west side of the street,
corner,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I love John Williams. He is just the best. He's a team player.
Yes,
I love that he left his house and he went down to check out the line. He's not a smoker, but he's very excited for the state of Illinois and for those people. And I guess if they're excited, you get excited when you're in line.
Contagious.
815 area code, since pot is cash, do they have security at the locations? John said yes, and I'm sure they have security inside the facility.
Mm-hmm.
They have to if it's a cash business, right?
You would think.
815 area code, dude, I think this whole town is going to be high. Everybody's smoking today. Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of gets you excited about it, even if you're not a smoker. You get excited for people.
Yeah, happy for people
right.
that are into it. Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Dude, you want to fire it up? Go ahead. Good for you. Do it in your
More
living room.
Power to you.
How excited was that girl, Jackie, talking about chocolate edibles and the pre-rolled and what was it, the flour? Oh, the flour.
Yeah, the flour.
Yeah. I thought she was talking about, like, baking flour.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like she was going to go home and bake brownies, but I guess not. Not well-versed in the pot world. Everybody's looking at me like, what?
What'd you say?
Did you know what she was talking about, the flour?
No.
It finally hit me. Well, she talked about edibles, and then she talked about the flour, and I'm like, flour? And then I went immediately to baking flour, and she's going to bake brownies when she gets home, but that's not the case. Shwani, did you know what she was talking about?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I didn't get all of the conversation because I was hard at work putting together this 6:30 newscast. That was great of John to be out there, though, and to talk to everybody like that.
He's the best. 708 area code, why no coverage of NHL Winter Classic?
I've only mentioned it every sportscast.
Who's playing in it?
Dallas and Nashville at the Cotton Bowl.
No one cares about that, do they?
It's free in your headphones, by the way.
Dallas and Nashville.
Yeah.
That's. I don't think I'm going to tune into
Central
that.
Central Division powerhouses.
Yeah. Is it on during football?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going to watch the Granddaddy at 4 o'clock?
I love the Granddaddy of them all.
What's the
Rose Bowl.
What's the game I watch before the Granddaddy?
Which one should you watch?
Yeah. What's the biggie? What time does Michigan play? Alabama
Michigan's
today.
I think it's 11 this morning.
Citrus Bowl?
Believe so, yeah.
Look at that right off the top of my head.
Dad's going to be watching that one.
You're an impressive human being, you know that?
Thank you. I appreciate that. 720 WGN. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios alongside Andy Mazur. Yeah, you're killing me this morning.
You guys are funny guys. You guys are all funny guys.
Coming up next hour, psychic Denise Gazzardo will be taking your phone calls. We love having Denise on every year. This is an annual thing now.
It is, yeah.
Where you and I are together on New Year's Day. We have Denise on. She makes predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And then she helps people out, you know, to see the future in 2020.
Right.
Then we have the life coach, Gina Murata, on at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
We'll set our goals and pick our word for the year.
Okay.
This is how it works with Gina. By the way, absolutely fantastic. She dumbs it down where we can figure it out. I mean, if you and I can figure it out, anybody can.
I mean, not to completely and totally endorse, but I did have a private conversation with her about a year ago.
Okay.
I want to say.
Maybe it's time for another one.
And it was terrific.
Maybe it's time for another session.
Well, maybe it is.
Okay. So you pick your word of the year, and then you set your goals to that word.
Okay.
I have mine.
I've got mine.
All right. I can't wait to reveal it. And then we'll get IVs for our hangovers from Dr. Jack Dibas, who will be in studio from IV Me Clinics, Chicago.
Okay.
Minimum wage goes up today. Think about your first job. How much were you making an hour?
Not much. I think it was like a couple bucks.
What was your first job ever? Did you have a paper route?
No, I did not have a paper route. I was sweeping hair in a hair salon.
How old were you?
I was probably 14, 15. 15.
I had a paper route when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
And then I started, I thought, okay, I need to make some more money. So I went over to the pizza place. I think it was called Pizza World in Peoria.
Oh, yeah, I remember Pizza
and
World.
And I said, hey, I think I delivered their paper, and one day I said, do you have folding your boxes? I could fold boxes for you. And they're like, yeah, we'll pay you pizzas for it. So they used to pay me in pizzas.
Nice.
So I did my paper out, went over to Pizza World and folded boxes. But then, freshman year, I got a job at a dry cleaner.
I was selling suits after that.
How much did you make per hour?
You know, it was hard to say because it was commissioned too, what you sold. So I don't think it would be a fair assessment of what I was making.
I want to say $4.25. Does that sound
right? Yeah, it's probably something in the $3 to $4 range.
Okay. Minimum wage will jump from $8.25 to $9.25 statewide. That seems a little low. It should be $10, right?
Yeah.
Then July 1st, it will increase to finally $10 an hour. Then beginning then to $11 on January 1st next year, okay. 2021, and it'll keep climbing until it reaches $15 per hour in January 1st of 2025. So we still have 5 more years. You get a buck a year raise every single year.
Mm.
Minimum wage should be $10.
Easily.
Yeah.
If not more.
We mentioned this earlier today. All Illinois high schoolers with a grade point average in the top 10% of their class will automatically be accepted to Northern, Eastern, Southern, and Western University if they meet certain criteria. But you're in. Starting today, the SB 1601 for the school year, U.S. history classes for K through 12 students must include instruction on the history of Illinois. What do you know about the state besides Abe Lincoln?
Peoria, Dixon Mounds.
You know how many capitals? You know how many state capitals Illinois has had?
3.
Really?
That's I think 3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Kaskaskia.
Actually, 4 if you count Spring. Yeah, 3. Right.
Yeah, Vandalia.
Right.
And Springfield.
That's I think I dated Vandalia in college. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, you might have.
What was the first one?
Kaskaskia.
Where is that?
It is now the only point west of the Mississippi in Illinois. It's far southern Illinois, Pete. Southwest of St. Louis. And that was the very first capital in 1818, and then they soon moved it to Vandalia, and a guy named Abraham Lincoln had something to do with moving the capital from Vandalia to Springfield.
Where is Vandalia?
Vandalia south, is almost due south of Springfield. Yeah. Just draw almost a straight line south. It's off of I-70.
Hmm.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Wow. I'm upset that I didn't know that, and you two did.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Well, there you go. There's your Illinois education.
I'm not just another pretty face, you know.
Do you know anything else about the state?
Yeah. It's the most populated city is Chicago.
What's the second? What's number two?
That would be, don't tell me, Rockford? No, not Rockford.
It used to be Rockford.
It used to be Rockford.
Yeah.
Peoria up there?
I want to say it's either Aurora or Naperville. Yeah. Ben, can you look that up?
I think Naperville is climbing.
What's number two in the state of Illinois? Chicago number one. Give us the top five. Ben's looking that up right now. Yeah. Sex education courses and instruction in grades 6 through 12 will now be required to include an age-appropriate discussion on the meaning of consent. Going into effect today, safety on the road, SB 1496, Andy.
Okay.
The maximum penalty for hitting a worker in a construction zone goes from $10,000 to $25,000 today. That should be more. People just slow down. We're all in a hurry. I get it. But there's working people at these construction zones, and they're fixing the roads for us.
And it's not just on the expressways, Pete. If you drive, you know, major thoroughfares like Foster Avenue, lately there have been all kinds of utility work on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's tight going through there in the first place with cars parked on either side, you know, one lane of traffic. And then when they block it off for utility work, those guys are, you know, within feet of, you know, the traffic that's going by.
Right.
So, yeah, it absolutely slow down.
Right. Okay. Ben, hold that. Ben's got the top five populated cities in the state. We'll do that in just a second. REO has a song about the Illinois Opry. How did I not know this?
I didn't know it either.
That's crazy. Wow. I thought I knew REO. You learn something new every day. Maybe it's time to get Kevin Cronin back on the show.
There you go.
I wonder if he's in town. All right. before Ben gives us the list of the top five cities, the most populated cities in the state, let's guess.
All right. Well, Chicago's one, obviously.
Yep.
We're thinking Naperville's in there somewhere.
I'm going to say Aurora's number two.
Okay. Naperville.
Naperville, three.
Peoria.
Rockford, four. Nope. Rockford, four. Yeah. Wait, let me think. I lived in Peoria and Rockford. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm thinking Peoria's up there.
I think Rockford has more people than Peoria for some reason.
All right.
And then Peoria. There's your top five.
Okay.
Schwani, you want to chime in?
I think I'm going to go along with you, Pete, there. Yeah.
Okay.
Close toss-up, though, between Rockford and Peoria, yeah, but I think you're right.
Rockford's 100, or Peoria's 110,000.
Yeah, I think it's flipped.
Really?
Just my thought.
Okay, you're right. Right. Yeah, Rockford's had some tough times. All right. Ben?
All right, so we'll go from the bottom.
Want a drum roll?
Do you have a drum roll? No, start at one since we know it's Chicago.
All right, one is Chicago.
Yep.
Okay. Number two is Aurora.
Yes!
With 197,899.
197,000. Fox Valley Mall, baby.
Yep.
The Aurora Outlet Malls. Yes, I know my shopping.
That's good shopping.
All right.
All right, number three is Rockford.
Oh, Rockford's number three.
That's an upset.
Yep, 152,870.
152.
That's an upset.
In the Rock Vegas. Wow. Naperville is four.
Joliet.
Oh,
is
four.
We forgot about Joliet.
Yeah.
Joliet comes in four with 147,000.
147,000 in Joliet.
How can we forget about Joliet?
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And number five goes to Naperville.
Naperville.
141,000.
141. Where's Peoria on that list?
Number seven.
What's number six?
Springfield.
Wait, Springfield has more people than Peoria now?
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
What's the population of Springfield?
116,000.
And Peoria is 110? 111?
115.
115.
So not by much. Yeah.
Wow. Who knew?
I feel like we should have Casey Kasem in the house here.
Man, so the top three, Chicago, Aurora, and Rockford. I have a soft spot in my heart for Rockford. After I graduated from Bradley, I moved to Rockford, and they just get the shaft. When they open that Hard Rock Casino in Rockford, we're going to do a live show. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Finally a destination. What else were we talking about going into effect today? HB 1873. We talked about the penalty in construction zones. Be careful around school buses. This measure doubles the fines for illegally passing a school bus from, what do you think it is?
A couple hundred bucks.
$150 to $300. Seems like it should be more.
Yeah.
Because people buzz past those school buses all the time.
And when the stop signs are out in front, right by the driver's side.
Yeah.
And the flashing red lights.
Mm-hmm.
HB 3435 goes into effect today. Does your child need an EpiPen? Then you know that they can be expensive, but in the new year, insurers will be required to cover these EpiPen injectors for children under the age of 18.
Well, that's good.
That's a big deal, man.
They were talking like they were $1,000 out of pocket, right?
They jacked up the price. Yeah. These pharmaceutical companies, everybody's trying to make a buck. HB 3711, dads rejoice. No more diaper changing stations in weird places. This new law requires every public place to have at least one safe, sanitary, convenient, an accessible baby diaper changing station. So you're going to see those in all men's rooms across the state.
Okay.
Do we have one here at WGN?
I don't know.
Ben is shaking his head yes. Where would that be?
Attention.
Where is our diaper changing
station? The one down the hall?
Yeah, the one down the hall.
Okay.
Yeah, where?
The little bench thing.
Down the hall.
I was just in there.
Yeah, you didn't notice the bench?
Where's the bench?
Right by the sink.
Yeah.
There's a bench by the sink.
If you're standing at the sink, it's to the right.
Well, there's two sinks in that hallway bathroom.
Well, I'm talking about the one still in the building here.
Oh.
Still within the confines of our radio station.
Yeah,
oh,
in our here? Hallways.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the hall.
No.
So in here, yes, there is a bench.
Yeah.
That's a huge bathroom, by the way.
It is.
It's a one staller. It's too big when you walk in there. That's why I go to the one down the hall. I feel a little weird in there. And of course, legalized pot today. Illinois will become the 11th state to legalize marijuana, with adults over 21 now legally allowed to partake. And remember, you don't have to smoke. Remember the big story a month ago? Willie Nelson is not going to smoke pot anymore. The dude's taking edibles. Mm-hmm. He's not quitting the pot. He's just not smoking
another
it
form,
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got your brownies, you got your gummies, and you can do whatever, put it on a pizza. So you legalize pot. What's next? Magic mushrooms?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not an area of expertise of mine.
Expect a shortage of marijuana once weed sales start today. It's no different than the launch of anything new, whether it's a shoe or a phone or a new chicken sandwich. There's going to be a shortage of pot in the state of Illinois. So be aware of that. Are you going to drive by? You live near Wrigley, right? I'm going to drive past
just
Wrigley.
Just to kind of see.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
If there's 400 people in line, like John Williams said this morning, they're still going to be in line at 9 o'clock.
I was going to say, by the time we get home, yeah.
Do you put all staff, all hands on deck for day one?
You have to.
How many people do you have working at a pot dispensary? Call up your relatives. Yeah. Hey, listen, we need you for one day. Come on in. We got to sell some pot. Somebody's got to count the cash because it's a cash business. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, it's the weirdest thing happening at the Sunnyside Pot Dispensary, Wrigley Field. You have to go through the restaurant and you walk through the back door of the dispensary. You pay cash and then you walk out the front door. It just does. It seems a little sketchy to me. All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, there are double-decker buses still left in the city of Chicago. We'll explain after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Chicago Trolley went out of business yesterday. The talk was, oh my gosh, there's no more double-decker buses in Chicago. But there actually is, with Big Bus Tours. Joining us is the vice president and general manager of Big Bus Tours. It's our old friend, John Curran. Happy anniversary. Happy New Year. How are you, brother?
Happy New Year. How are you, Pete? Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too. I mean, people were going crazy this week, and I'm like, hold on a second. John Curran runs Big Bus Tours. We still have double-decker buses here in the city.
Yeah, we've got a thriving business here. There were two companies doing the hop on hop off tours, Chicago Trolley being the other one. But Big Bus has been in the market for 5 years and has gained quite a foothold in the market. And we're all Chicagoans telling the great stories of Chicago.
I told this story yesterday about 25 years ago. Tim Carey, Timmy Lattner, and Rob Pearson were drinking at a bar, and they came up with the idea for Chicago Trolley, didn't they?
Yep. Yep, they sure did, and headed themselves out to Maine, and they bought a few trolleys and drove them back to Chicago and literally parked them in their driveways because they didn't have a place to put them, and started by doing tours of really just North Michigan Avenue in the Michigan Avenue area back in the day. So that was 1994, and about the time that I met those fellas, we were all sitting in meetings as Navy Pier was about to be reborn, which happened in 1995, and that was sort of integral to the trolley success as well.
So that's how the trolley got involved with Navy Pier, back and forth.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, Mayor Daley loved the trolleys. He just thought it was a great look and feel for the city of Chicago, and he used them at every opportunity, moving dignitaries and groups around. Those guys were able to capture a free trolley contract with the city of Chicago, which was a really cool thing. You could ride the train in from the suburbs. You could get the free trolley at the train stations.
Right.
And ride it to the museum campus or Mag Mile or Navy Pier, wherever you were headed. It was it ran for about several years, I think 2001 to 2008.
And you worked at Chicago Trolley, right?
I did. I was there for several years. I was part of their senior leadership team, ran the group and charter business for them. So all those parades and fun things, that was under my purview, which was quite the Chicago experience.
John, Andy and I were just talking about that. So you have the White Sox World Series parade. You have the Blackhawks 3 Cups. You had the Cubs. What else are we missing?
The funny thing is that White Sox parade in 2005 that's the one that kind of changed the way Chicagoans celebrate championships. Because if you think about the Bulls championships and the Bears in 85, they were generally held in a spot like Grant Park or Daly Plaza.
Right.
And they came on motor coaches. In fact, I kind of vaguely remember the Bulls climbing out the hatch onto the roof of a motor coach.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So 2005 was the first time the double-deckers were employed, and the White Sox paraded down LaSalle Street. And it was very cool. So it's what the benefit is the players are then up so high that if you're four, five, six deep in the crowd, and the crowd is massive, you can still see. You can see your hero. You're looking up. So whether it's Ozzie Guillen or Mickey Mouse or whoever you've got on top of that bus, it's just a wonderful way to celebrate. And so ever since that moment in 2005, it's been part of the DNA of celebrating anything in Chicago.
What else besides sporting events? Anything come to mind?
You know, Oprah called.
What?
as she's prone to do.
Does she call you? Do you take that call?
Well,
yeah, John,
her people,
Oprah's
her
online.
And my
great
people, we got together. But 2008, they called us and they said, hey, we're doing a season premiere. I think that was season 23, maybe.
Okay.
They were bringing the U.S. Olympic team back from Beijing for the season premiere show.
Only Oprah.
So we pulled up every double-decker bus we had over at the Hilton, loaded up. And if you remember, that was sort of the dream team, Kobe and the basketball.
Oh, that's right.
Dara Torres, Michael Phelps. I mean, it was a heavy hitter lineup, and it was just an absolute blast. We did a little parade of all of the athletes down Michigan Avenue past Millennium Park, and they did the kickoff Oprah show in the Pritzker Pavilion that year. The gymnasts were literally doing handstands on the seats, 13 feet in the air. Kind of freaked me out because it's my job.
Right,
but,
of course.
Just so much fun to see. In fact, you know, I'm a bigger fella. I think there's I'm about 6'4". I'm a fairly large man, and there's a photo floating around of me and the women's gymnastics team. It looks like Gulliver's Travels. It's a very odd picture from that moment. But that was the kind of fun stuff we did. And Oprah then, you know, the following season closed down the Meg Mile. You know,
oh, that's right. You did a show on Michigan Avenue.
With the Black Eyed Peas.
Right.
And,
I do
remember
that.
First time really anybody had closed down Michigan Avenue for that. So all of Oprah's interviews that year, again, they came back to us and they said, we want to put a double-decker bus on the bridge. So we took all the seats out of the top of the double-decker bus, put this beautiful bus on the bridge with the city in the background, and Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition and all these guys who did their interviews with Oprah did them on top of that bus on the bridge. So very much a part of the DNA of Chicago. Just some really fun things. But and my favorite moment. Can't miss this one.
Okay.
We were working with the guys from Lollapalooza. And they called and they said, hey, John, how many trolleys do you have on November the 4th? I said, well, you can get a couple of trolleys. What do you need? He said, well, we want them all. I said, might have to move some things around. And we ended up doing one of the most historic events in Chicago. November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama's election night in Grant Park.
Right.
We were the only transportation for it. We had 40 trolleys out there. We moved all of the press to the area. We moved all of the dignitaries. I mean, it was people like Will.i.am, Beyonce,
sure.
Spike Lee. I was
Oprah.
Standing next to.
Oprah was there.
Well, here's the funny thing. So there were three motorcades. There were 40 trolleys, three motorcades. Obama, obviously, had a motorcade. Biden.
Right.
And Oprah. So, Oprah actually arrived on her own.
Of course she did. She's not riding in a Chicago trolley. No.
After the event, I'm standing in the reboarding area. We're going to get them out of Grant Park, all of the celebrities and such. And Brad Pitt walks right between a cop and I. And in the best Chicago cop fashion, the guy looks at me and he goes,
I bet that guy weighs about $130.
That is the best. And he does. He probably does weigh about $130. That is awesome.
So just a lot of fun.
Yes, but Big Bus Tours continues, and the double-decker buses will stay in Chicago with Big Bus Tours.
We are the storytellers of the city. We have just an amazing team of Chicagoans sharing the history, art, and culture of Chicago. We're Chicago's biggest cheerleaders. And it's a wonder. To paraphrase Mark Twain, Chicago's ever-changing. She's never the Chicago you saw last. So even if you're out there in the suburbs and you haven't been down in a while, come down. There's so much new in the city. It's a joy to see.
And I do want to mention again, you hire Chicago people. You have an entire Chicago team, even though Big Bus Tour is all over the United States.
Yeah, I think most of the 50 wards are covered. We hire Chicagoans from all over the city, and that's what's great. We really have an interesting narrative on what Chicago is to them.
The vice president and general manager of Big Bus Tours. Who would have thought that John Curran would quote Mark Twain on today's show for New Year's Day?
Paraphrase, Pete.
Yes, paraphrase. Sorry, paraphrase. Yes. You're the best, buddy. I'll talk
Thank
soon.
You, buddy.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, man.
Happy New Year.
That is John Curran. The double-decker buses will remain in Chicago with Big Bus Tours. It's a big day in the state of Illinois today. Pot is now legal. Let's check in with Hannah Welker from WGN-TV. You're still at the Sunnyside Dispensary on Clark?
I am still here, guys, and the crowd just keeps growing. Officially at 6 o'clock, they opened their doors. They had some of the first customers, including the lieutenant governor. And, yes, she even bought some weed to try it out.
Wow.
I know. Right?
To try it out. You know, for research purposes, can somebody give me an edible, maybe a little piece of chocolate?
She got gummies.
Really? She got some gummies. Okay.
Yes, she did. Yeah, and you know what? I think one of the reporters when we were talking to her made a good point. He said, are you worried that people will judge or criticize? And she said, it's legal now. And the reason we did this is because this is regulated. The stuff the stores is selling is regulated. It's safer than buying it off the street like people have been doing. And so they don't want people to feel bad about it. As long as you're 21 or older, you are allowed to go to one of these dispensaries now and buy pot legally.
It's like bellying up to a bar and having a beer. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the way they're putting it. They have lots of people here. As we want to remind people, if you come out today, you have to bring your driver's license or state ID, and you cannot pay with a credit card. And you asked me earlier, why not? Because credit card companies are, federally run or whatever, and so this is not federally legal, and so you have to use cash.
We looked this up after we talked to you this morning at 5:20. Andy is now an expert.
Yeah, I'm versing myself in this. There are actually three banks in the state of Illinois that the state of Illinois is doing business with, and they are allowing deposits from the cash flow from these dispensaries.
Really? Okay.
So that's where they're not keeping the cash on site in a safe. They can actually take it to a bank. Yes. So you're at Sunnyside. We got a call from Dispensary 33 in Andersonville, and the guy there said there was about 400 people in line. How many people in line at the Sunnyside one just north of Wrigley Field?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not 400 people. I would say, if I had to guess, I'd say 70, 60.
Okay, 60. That's not 60, bad.
I'd say 60 to 100 is what I would say. Yeah, they're kind of keeping it in control. What they're doing, and we talked about this in the last hour, it seems like a strange operation, but what they're doing is they have people lining up in sort of corrals at Grace and... What is this? Grace and Clark.
Yep.
Corner Grace and Clark.
Grace
and
Clark.
And then they're bringing them through a neighboring business, and then they're bringing them in like a back door into the dispensary. But they're not going through the front door. Which, going through a back door.
Which we think is strange because they take him through the restaurant, Uncommon Ground, and then they walk through the back door, go through the alley, and come through the back door of the pot dispensary, and you have to pay cash. So nothing has really changed except that the pot is legal now.
Except your dealer maybe isn't as under wraps, and your pot is now coming in really pretty containers.
Oh, that's nice.
'Cause it's, they held them up for us at the camera, and they're wrapped nicely, packaged pretty, you know. It's just different.
Do you have to pay 7 cents for the bag to at the pot dispensary?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure about that. I should probably ask. It's a pretty nice bag. I mean, think it's a canvas bag. That's a nice bag.
And Hannah, I know you're on TV this morning, but are you getting caught up in the hype and thinking to yourself, maybe I'll, you know, grab one of these, maybe a gummy on the way home or a little chocolate?
I got to be honest, I can't. I can't do it. I don't know. I just don't think it's for me.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that I don't like to be out of control in any way. So I'm not, like, I don't want to risk anything. I don't know.
So you're the opposite
of
me.
What about you? Are you coming over here?
I'm not going to come over there, but I risk everything. Yeah, that's the type of guy.
Okay. Every day he does.
Every single day. And you mentioned earlier that the lieutenant governor hopped in line and bought some edibles. And because she wanted to sample them. Is she working today?
You know what I didn't ask? I did not ask that question.
Yeah, that's
it's
all.
New Year's Day, so I'm not sure, but I should have said, are you heading to the office now? I don't believe she was sampling them on site.
Okay.
Obviously, she can't, so she'll take them home and do it.
Okay, because you can't do it
in
public.
You're going to get me in trouble.
No, I'm just asking. That's a question. We're all wondering.
Yes,
okay.
No, it's true. She did not sample them here. She had them in a bag, and I believe she was taking them home for future use.
For future use. Okay.
Yeah, but she also made a point by saying, you know, they're giving people opportunities to make this to get revenue off of this, you know, she said, now stopping the prohibition of marijuana in the state. And so they want to use this as a positive business plan as well.
Of course, because they're going to generate about $600 million a year in taxes off pot.
Yes.
Hannah Welker from WGN-TV. You're the best. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
She is, she's great. That's fun.
I mean, and you know, it's an interesting, I'm sure it's just interesting being there, seeing everybody who was there lining up early this morning.
Right.
Just like people watch.
There's going to be people that are listening and seeing it on TV that are going to say, I may try this. Why not? It's legal.
Yeah.
Grab a little piece of chocolate, maybe a gummy. You don't have to smoke it.
Nope.
They have it in different forms nowadays. Okay. Coming up. After 7:30 news, we're going to talk to psychic Denise Gazzardo. This is our annual show where we have a psychic on, we have a life coach on, and then we get IVs for our hangovers from New Year's Eve.
And then we go about our days.
So Denise Gazzardo will be on the show. We're going to talk. I'm going to ask her a few things about 2020, and then she's going to take your calls for 2020. But that's after news at 7:30. It's 7:20 WGN. It is a New Year's Day tradition where I'm hosting the show, and Andy is to my right. And we bring on different guests every single year, and this is one of them that we look forward to. If you can't get a reading on air today, you can always make an appointment with psychic Denise Gazzardo at 815-398-3983 or find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic, and she joins us now. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Happy New Year. Well, I think I'm springing back from the creeping crud I got.
Everybody is sick right now.
I haven't been sick in 2 years. I thought maybe there was a new trend going, you know? So, but on the mend. Feeling good.
On the mend. Okay, I want to ask you a few things about 2020, and then we'll do a whip around here from the staff, and then we'll take some phone calls, okay?
Excellent.
Let's talk about the year ahead. Will President Trump have to leave office after the Senate impeachment hearing?
You know, this is kind of like asking me if the Cubs are going to win the World Series.
That was Andy's question.
That wasn't my question.
You know, because it's I'm trying not to let, you know, trying to just let the truth channel through and
okay.
maybe the hopes and wishes of others. But if there was a way to reinvent what the charges were, I don't know how all that works, then it's more than likely would move through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not happening.
You know, still, he's not in the best of health, even though, you know, so, you know, we certainly don't want to put a focus on that, obviously, but
right.
Not as the current documents stand.
Okay. Andy, yeah. Your sports question for Denise?
Well, I'm going to change now because she said that would be a hard one to ask.
Okay.
No, you may ask it because okay. I will say yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask you.
easy is that?
That was perfect. But I do have another one, personal, kind of a personal thing.
All right.
Excellent.
Contemplating a change of homes, wondering if this is a good time to be thinking about that.
And Andy, you're Taurus, right?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, were you thinking maybe around March or April? Is that kind of the...
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty okay. much.
All righty. Now, it feels like the perfect fit is going to fall into place for you now.
Oh!
Very good.
Look at that.
And there's some other things, you know, that have kind of come into play as well, you know, as far as your financing.
Do not leave me.
That nature and, you know, so it's going to be an easy transition for you, which is exciting.
Nice. Yeah, I'm talking about within the city here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. He's not going. Yeah. He's a Cubs guy. He can't leave the Cubs, you know?
Dave Schwann, do you have a question for Psychic Denise Gazzardo?
Well, I guess since we're on a personal level here with Andy's question, I think I'll follow that train of thought also here. I am a Leo. Last day of Leo, and wondering if some relationships will continue into the new year, especially with someone I've known for a very long time.
Ooh.
Excellent.
This is good. I like it.
Yes, it looks like there's a trip coming up, too, for you.
Ooh.
I like that.
Who
doesn't like a road trip any day of the week?
But that gives you that gives you guys the opportunity to just kind of clear everything else out of the way and just make a deeper level of commitment and because, you know, although our schedules can be very complementary to a healthy relationship, sometimes they can take a toll on us too. But it all looks good to me.
All right.
Looking good. I do have a sports question for you. Do the Bears get a new quarterback next fall?
Yes.
Really?
Well,
that could be a free agent quarterback.
Some things that were going on that I'm unaware of.
He's having shoulder surgery right now.
Oh, okay. All righty.
But is that a free agent quarterback that we pick up in the offseason and takes over for Mitch? Does he get injured? I know you don't like to talk about that, but... So, this is good stuff.
Feels like they've already got their eye on somebody. Ooh, that's not good.
Oh.
How'd you like to live and breathe in that realm?
Wow. That place is just a mess right now. They don't know what they're doing. They really don't.
The minute you take a vacation or go on, you know, take a nap, they've got four people creeping in their minds about how they're going to replace you like a horse at the racetrack.
Well, yeah.
You
know? That's sports and that's media.
Right?
Yeah. And Denise, before we take some phone calls, I've had some talks with TV stations. How does that look?
Fantastic.
When do I get the phone call?
Pretty quick now.
I like that. Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, hold on. Carol, Cheryl, Debbie, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the air. Remember, if you don't get on the air, you can always call Denise and make an appointment at 815-398-3983. Denise, hold on a second. We're going to check weather, sports, and traffic, and we'll get back to you in just a second, okay?
Very good.
good. Thanks.
All right. 7:45. Happy New Year. Pete McMurray, Andy Mazur's here, Dave Schwann, and we have psychic Denise Gazzardo on the phone taking a look at your 2020. Remember, if you don't get through on the phone, you can make an appointment with Denise at 815-398-3983. All right, Denise, let's go to Carol in Hanover Park. Remember, no questions about sickness, health, or death. Carol, what would you like to know? When's your birthday, first of all?
It is March 9th.
March 9th. All right, Carol, what would you like to know?
I want to know what the future of my job is. We've been taken over by a bigger company, and I'm not feeling really secure.
Okay.
All righty. Well, so far, so good here. It looks like there's two times here, or two points in 2019 where you'll see some significant changes. Not you, but the work environment itself will. And one is around June and the other is in October. Yet, it feels like you'll be able to fly under the radar with this. Sometimes, though, the pressure of that can just be more than we can psychologically bear. So I'm just going to give you a little side note here that there is an opportunity, like, sometime in March, in February, March, that may align you with a position with somehow the city, the county, or the state. So just kind of file that away and then just poke around a little bit to keep your ear open.
Keep your radar up, Carol, okay?
Yeah, because there's
my other option is maybe to retire because I'm feeling that insecure.
Well, that definitely would be your city, county, state, benefits at least. But no. Just there's another opportunity you can explore in March. You don't have to, okay? But you will also have the opportunity to just kind of glide through the year. The two times that I can see you getting more anxious would be in June and October, but yet it feels like you come out of that unscathed. Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Let's go on to Cheryl, who's calling from Belvedere. Look at this. Cheryl, when's your birthday?
September 27th.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Well, 2019 was a very emotional year. To see how my employment also and financial future with 2020 looks.
Well, you want to know what's going on financial future in 2020. Okay.
And, yes, and my employment, right.
And when was your birthday, honey, again?
It's September 27th.
September 27th.
All righty. Okay. Well, so far so good here. Did you have your hours changed or something, or is that something that they threw into effect there, or is that still quiet?
No change.
What was that? Okay.
No change, she said.
Okay. That might be the first step in some way, shape, or form, but July is a very empowering month for you as far as finances and employment goes. I would search outside your orbit most definitely around that time. And keep in mind that many times these environments post like in May and June, and they don't necessarily get the hire in until July, good jobs it is. So, July's a turning point for you.
Boy.
Can you just fly under the radar till then without panicking too much? I get a good vibe about that.
Cheryl, can you fly under the radar?
I think I can do that.
Okay.
All right. Your heart. Keep your chin up.
Good luck, Cheryl. Thank you for calling. 312-981-7200. We got one line open. Everybody's calling in about employment, Denise.
Yes.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line, and we have Denise from Chicago on the line. Denise, when is your birthday?
November 19th.
November 19th, and what would you like to know?
I am seeking new employment. Is there some guidance regarding?
Everybody wants to know about employment.
Wait, for all the rumors about how great the economy and the employment and everything is, it
certainly doesn't seem to be ringing true right here in our roots, in our backyard, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, so, all right, once again, there's, oh, you have two really strong points here for you, March and then again in August. So have you been actively searching?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. March is key. Now, it's kind of like when people are searching to sell their house. You know, it's like, oh, well, you get the offer in January, but you don't close till March. So, you know, I get this March turning point for you is something that really fits. And we have to remember, too, that sometimes bosses are divinely guided to act like a-holes so that we will grow and develop and move into our new direction. And they're unaware of that, obviously, but otherwise we keep showing up to something that maybe just no longer serves us and doesn't provide us with the growth and development that we need financially, emotionally, and spiritually.
So end of
March is key time.
So end of first quarter for Denise from Chicago.
Thank you.
Yes, dear heart. Yeah, good. Enjoy.
Thank you, Denise. Let's go to Debbie in Carpentersville. Debbie, when is your birthday? You're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. Outlook for 2020.
December 5th.
December 5th, and what would you like to know?
Just in general, how 2020 is going to go for me. 2019 was not the best year in my life.
Well, give us something specific. Do you want to know about work? Do you want to know about love?
What
do you...
work and finances.
Work and finances.
Family.
Okay. Yes. All righty. Well, let me tell you this. You are a sister Sagittarius like myself.
Oh, boy.
So... what you have going on this year is going to be quite incredible. You're going to be exposed to some new streams of revenue that you and your wildest dreams couldn't fathom being functionally. This isn't selling Mary Kay Cosmetics or Amway by any stretch of the imagination, but Saturn is blessing and complimenting your second house. So is Jupiter. So you're going to see... you're going to see some really great influences coming into the mix for you. So, and kind of basically at the beginning here, you know, January, February, so right out of the starting gate. So, just breathe through it, and you know, be open and receptive to the good that's coming.
So right away, there you go, Debbie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Can I ask one more question?
Really?
I don't know if you can answer this. My mother-in-law passed away about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She left a wedding dress in her attic, and we have no idea whose wedding dress it is.
She left a wedding dress.
Yes, and it's nobody in our family.
Pete's been giving my number out. I would love to help you explore this mystery if you want to give me a call. There'd be no charge for that.
Debbie, yes, Denise does the bereavement stuff for free. And finding a wedding dress, finding out, that is fun stuff for you, isn't it, Denise?
Yeah. That's a mystery. So, you know, I'd be more than glad to comp you that.
Denise's line at home is 815-398-3983. Let's see if we can bang out two quick ones before the top of the hour. Monica, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. When's your birthday?
February 10th.
And what would you like to know?
I got a great job, but I got a real wacky boss. Am I going to keep this job, or should I start looking?
I have a real wacky boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your ground there, because I don't feel like this responsibility that he or she, this person, I get a very masculine energy off of this individual, is going to be maintaining that position. So, did that make sense? I don't see them maintaining the position that...
So they're going to get blown out, you're saying?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So hold your ground. Just fly under the radar. Hold your ground. They're under the microscope by the powers that be, and I don't see them...
So the pressure is coming
going
from
in a different direction.
So the pressure...
sitting still.
So the pressure comes from the top, and they're just pushing it down to the employees. That's how it's working. Oh, Okay. I guess we lost her. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Let's go to Courtney. Courtney, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
When's your birthday?
New Year.
January 6th.
What would you like to know?
I have applied to a very prestigious fellowship program, highly, highly competitive, and I'm just wondering if I'm actually going to get it, and when would I find out?
Hold on. Let me tune in here. You said January 6th?
Yep.
Hey, happy
next
birthday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, little Christmas. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. So is it 6 weeks?
I'll know in 6 weeks?
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
6 to 8 weeks?
Does it look positive?
Yeah, it looks very positive.
Oh, okay, great.
Did this all come down the pipeline, like, back November?
Yeah, it did. It was, it sort of fell into my lap sort of last minute. But it did.
Fantastic.
Ironically.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like 6 weeks, which I'm questioning it myself because it seems like things like that just drag and drag. You know.
No, this came through pretty quick. This is something I want. I just got to decide if I actually take it. But yeah, thank you.
Love it.
You bet, honey.
Thank you,
okay,
Courtney. Have a great day. All right, let's do one more. Let's talk to Debbie in Rockford. Debbie, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. What would you like to know?
I guess I just kind of want to know about 2020, if it's going to be a good year for me financially. Or
when's your birthday?
September 20th.
September 20th. How do her finances look in 2020, Denise?
Okay. You're rerouting your cash flow here in a positive direction, and this starts to make some dent in your debt, like at around the end of March or April. And then it feels as though there's an unexpected, kind of around the same time frame, there's an unexpected bonus or gain that hits you out of left field. And fortunately, it looks like a positive one. Sometimes, you know, we get all excited and we're like, oh, yeah, I want to come into some money. And then it doesn't always come from a positive source. So So I'm seeing some shifts in that time frame for you, and I get a good feeling about it.
And when does she get the bonus? What month?
It's like around the same time, March and April.
March and April. God, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that almost everybody that called in today wanted to know about employment or finances.
Yeah, it sure makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure makes you think.
It does. Denise, you're the best. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yes, happy new year, you guys. Enjoy your day.
You're the best. We'll talk soon. That is Psychic Denise Gazzardo, 815-398-3983. If you'd like to make an appointment, or you can find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic. Happy New Year, everybody. We just had Psychic Denise Gazzardo on at 8:30. We're going to have the IV doctor in from ivmechicago.com. Dr. Jack will be in studio with us. But now it's time to talk goals. Our next guest is a spiritual guide. She's a career coach. She motivates us to be better people, doesn't she, Andy?
She does, and she does it well.
Go to her website because she is great, GinaMarotta.com, MarotTa.com, and she joins us now. It is great to see you.
Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You always bring the energy. You're happy.
Well, it takes work, though. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I have to generate it, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today.
Fake it until you make it?
No, it's not faking it. It's an internal will and using faith practices to generate.
Wow. We got deep quick, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, we were talking earlier. We've been talking about you for a week because people like to set goals, and
yes.
I'm one of those people. And you like to start with the word of the year and then set your goals from the word.
The word is really important.
It is.
Yes, yes.
How do people find the word?
Well, so it is a spiritual element of creating your career vision for the year. And so what you want to sense into is what is the shift or transformation that I will need to make to be the person who's going to fulfill on this?
Okay.
Because when you write your vision, it should scare you a little bit. It should, you know, have you feel like a nervous excitement, like it's what you want. So not scary, like I can't absolutely do it, but it should make you nervous because it's your dreams on paper.
Right.
And it feels vulnerable. And if you didn't get it, you'd feel hurt. So who's the person that's going to see that through is how you start to answer the question of what's my word of the year. And that word of the year, it calls you to attention. It changes your dynamic within. Another way I like to describe it is a mantra, right? So a mantra is literally language that changes your vibration when you say it.
Because my word of the year last year was uncomfortable.
Yes.
Which is basically try new things, get out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And I think it worked.
Yes.
Because I kept going back to it.
Yes. It works on you. Your word of the year works on you and transforms you. And I'm curious, and you can answer this now if you know, but if you don't yet, reflect on it today. Like, how did that change you? Like, that word would change how you made decisions.
It did. Yeah, absolutely it did.
That's what you want your word of the year to do.
What was your word last year?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I was looking for it, too, and I can't remember.
How do you not? You don't remember your word of the year?
Come on, apparently someone didn't like write you. Down I can't remember. Goals.
But see, what Andy is saying is not uncommon. We write this stuff down in January or wherever, and then we forget where we put it. It's what we do. We just get busy in life. So this is what I'm saying. Like, you ask, like, you come in happy, Gina. What is that about? It's really about being highly, highly intentional.
Right.
That, you know, I have to keep going back to what did I say I was going to create? And if I feel like garbage today, what am I going to do to help myself feel better? It takes a lot of intentionality to not just live, but live well.
We got to walk people through how to find your vision, but yes. Everybody needs to pick their word. What is your word of the year, Andy?
You know, I was kind of thinking about this last night because I wanted to make sure it was fresh in my mind this year. And I went with a word, aware.
Ooh.
Aware.
I want to be informed on things. I want to be more in touch with what's going on.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Andy, can I give you a little suggestion on that?
Yeah.
That I'll tell you what's really exciting about that word. I think awareness is the foundation of any great transformation or shift. And so I would suggest it's not just awareness of what's around you, but what's within you.
Okay.
A lot of the coaching that I do, that's the foundation. I'm working on some material right now that's called Unleash Your Genius. And it's about helping people know, what is my genius? What is it that I'm really meant to do? And the first phase is awareness, like going within yourself and understanding yourself. You don't have to tell the world, but once you know it, you can come out kind of like guns blazing when you're ready.
Okay.
Like, that awareness is everything. So I would just add, make sure the awareness also includes you and yourself and what's in you to share with the world.
I feel like you got an A+.
Thank you very much.
Shoot. You love that. Aware.
It's a great word.
That's a great word.
Thank you.
My word is me. My word of the year.
Yes. I want to talk to you about this.
Okay, let's go.
Tell me about what is the reason you chose that word. I have a feeling I understand your intention. And
okay.
So I want to have you articulate it.
I feel like the last year I do things for a lot of people. And you brought it up on Sunday because I was thinking of my word of the year. And you said, I think you have a problem saying no to people.
Yes.
And I do. I always say yes. Charity event. Do you want to host this? Yes, I'll help you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I need to think of myself first and my family first before I think of others.
Yes.
It you hit it on the nail on the head on Sunday when you said that. I'm like, it's got to be about me.
Yes. So I have something to add for you about that.
All right. I'm ready to take notes.
Yeah. So some people could hear that, and I'm not saying I'm hearing this. I know what your intention is, but some people could hear that and think it sounds selfish.
Like my wife.
Yes.
I was going to change it to us when we do our word of the year later.
Well, I hope she's listening or reflect back to her what I shared.
She doesn't listen to this garbage show. Yeah.
Okay, so, but here is what I hear in that. I hear your deeper meaning, okay?
Right.
So, when we want to share service with the world, to bring something great into the world. So, again, you asked me, Gina, you come in happy, and this is how you show up. It's the foundation is self-care and doing everything that makes you feel most aligned. The better you feel, the better you show up.
Right.
Right? So, think about how you are as a dad. Like, the days that you're, like, killing it as a dad. You probably worked out that day,
yeah,
right? You just know that you did what you needed to do,
right,
to set the foundation.
Yes.
As opposed to like, man, I didn't sleep last night,
oh,
and you know, I had a bad day and I feel bad about myself, right? So the foundation is always like, what is best for me? But it's not a selfish thing. It's about you first. When you are highest and best health, mental wellness,
yep,
all of that, when you have that covered, then you show up for others like top shape. You do your best work. And so, yes, there may be things you say no to because they don't serve your mental wellness. They're mm-hmm. not people that you want to work with because it doesn't align for you, whatever that is. And when you put that foundation first, all of the service that you do for others is going to be above and beyond what you've ever done before.
I agree 100%. That is so great.
Yes. So I think let's work on your word.
Okay.
But let's keep that as the foundation.
Ooh, sounds like a C plus. You got an A, I got a C.
Hey. I got that going for it.
Gina, nice. Gina Murata is here. You're going to walk us through how people can look at their vision,
yes,
in life for the next year.
I will.
Okay, but first time for weather, Dave?
Before we do the weather, can I mention my word?
Yeah.
Attitude.
Dave, say more.
Everybody's getting an A around here.
He just went to the top of the class.
I like Andy's word, aware.
Yep.
Definitely want to be aware and cognizant of what's going on, but attitude. More positive attitude, a better attitude,
yes,
a different outlook on things, you know, rather than being negative about some things. As John Williams says, look on the bright side.
It's great. There's something going on with the A's, Pete. Let's look at A words.
Shoot, man.
Hey, man.
Well, if I take care of me, it's all about attitude, too. That's in the mix, in the subcategory. Shoot.
There's going to be a word. We'll get it before the show's up.
Pete, go back to the drawing board during commercial. Dave, how's
the
weather?
The weather will give you a positive outlook. Mostly sunny for New Year's Day. High of 41. Partly cloudy tonight. Low in the mid-30s. Cloudy for tomorrow, but we remain in the 40s. High of 47. We have 21 now at O'Hare.
And coming up in sports, New Year's Eve is a cause for celebration for the Blackhawks. The Bears stick with Trubisky, but fire four assistants.
Gina Murata is here. She is a career coach. Go to GinaMurata.com. We're picking out our word of the year so we can look at our vision and have direction and put together our goals.
Yes, we are. We are. So at my website, you can find my career vision guide. It teaches you how in one page to set a vision for your career.
Okay.
It has you start with, what's the direction I want to go? What are those wishes that I really want to fulfill? Then it has you actually explore what's going to stop me and hold me back. Those are your blocks. And then it has you develop strategies and a word of the year that will help you actually empower yourself to fulfill on the vision.
It seems easy, but that first step to find the direction,
yeah,
where you want to go, how do you figure that out?
Yeah.
Let's say you've been working at a job for 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know my direction?
Well, it's exciting to consider what's next. And if you're at a job 15 to 20 years, you might be bored or you might feel like kind of stuck that you're not getting, you know, like new, exciting opportunities. And so really when you think of direction, it's about something new. It's about some shift or pivot that is feeling like your mission, your genius zone, your calling. Like, what is the way that you want to express it in this year coming up?
847 area code. How about the A word, aligned? Aligned.
Oh, yes. Did somebody just say that?
Someone just texted me. I have a text screen in front of me. You just said, Pete, why isn't your word aligned?
That, wait a minute.
That's pretty freaky.
This is amazing.
How about
the
A word?
During the break.
847 area code. How about the A word aligned, as in your actions are always aligned with your priorities?
Is that God?
Yeah.
Like, did God just come in?
I guess we got a new word.
Moved to the suburbs.
I really liked me. It was just two letters. Now I have to remember a line.
But let's talk about this.
Okay.
So your word of the year needs to call you to attention. You will shift how you feel in the moment when you say it.
Okay.
Right? One year, my word was allow, because I was trying to force and make things happen.
Right.
And when I would say the word allow, another great A word,
mm-hmm,
when I said it, it made me relax and lighten. And for you, the word align feels fantastic because that's what the essence of what you're talking about is. So it's like when you review an opportunity, when you think about how you're going to start your day, when you decide, you know, is this the right direction for me? Align would have you really kind of check in with your body, your energy, energy, your mind, your heart, and say, does this really feel like who I am and where I want to go?
Right.
And that would help you say no, which is something you had said you need to learn how to do in the new year. If somebody comes to you and they offer you an opportunity and you're like, this person's not right, the opportunity is not really in alignment fully, then you would say no, because that opens the door to what is aligned.
What about the people that are listening right now saying, this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe any of this.
You want me to suggest what?
Well, there's people that
they
just
feel more like victims of life. Is that sort of the opportunity? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people make fun of the things that they don't understand. We mock what we don't know.
Yeah. I would actually say test it. That's what I would suggest.
Why not try it? What do you have to lose?
Right. Because there's a way of living that is like, things happen to me. They happened to me. I got fired from my job. My spouse left me. I got into a car accident today. Things happened to me. There's another way of looking at life, that things actually happen for you, that they are opportunities that help you grow into the person that you really want to become, to fulfill on the dreams that are really in your heart. And as you start to look at life that way, it's much more joyful, and you don't feel so jaded. You feel like opportunity is everywhere. And as you start to operate, like even just with the mustard seed of faith, that is true, that everything happens for you, you do start to see that what you desire comes your way. Mm-hmm. So I would just say test it. That would be my suggestion to anybody who thinks this doesn't sound legit.
Why not try it out?
Yeah, I mean, Gene and I, we were mentioning this on the air, that you and I had a conversation off the air, and, I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I had no real idea of what was going to be discussed.
Was it awkward at first?
I just felt very comfortable with Gina since we had met before, but I mean, I don't know if that even factored into it.
Okay.
It was just kind of an interesting way to kind of get outside your own mind a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. And I do offer private sessions. And that is, again, for somebody who this isn't necessarily like, I don't understand how this works. I do meet people where they are. And, we just kind of talk about where you're starting to bring some light to, well, how could I maybe step into faith or a sense that things are happening for me and I can actually create goals that will be fulfilled.
So, right.
Yeah.
Gina Marotta is here. Gina, MAROTTA.com is her website. How do we get rid of the negative thoughts? Because people beat themselves up.
Yes. Yes.
How do we move past that?
Yeah. So I'm working on a long laundry list of how to do this, actually. This is something I'm developing.
I have a long laundry list of me beating myself up that I can give you.
Yeah. So the list is called like how to shift from fear to faith, which is really what's going on. The negative thinking is you are feeling afraid, and so your mind is kicking into that fight or flight, and it's telling you all these negative thoughts. It's like rapid firing them to stop you and protect you.
Right.
And so we just need ways to counteract that. There's lots, actually. It could literally be like get up and move your body. So physical movement can kind of shake it out. That is one of the real simple ways. Something as simple as breathing and sipping water. You would be surprised if you're feeling a little freaked out. And
you told me this years ago when we first met. Just take 3 deep breaths in your car if you're stressed or freaked out.
It really does.
Because it calms
change.
You down. It's like, okay, stop for a second, take 3 deep breaths, and you're right.
Yes.
It does.
And what you can all try in the new year is say your word of the year. That really, again, it's like a mantra. It's a word
aligned.
That shifts
aware.
How you feel.
Oh, I thought it was allow. You're aware. I'm okay, I'm going to write that down. Got it. What's your word of the year?
Oh, I am very excited about the 2020 word. It's limitless.
Wow.
Nice.
Shoot. She showed us all up.
Big time.
Man.
Well, she's the teacher.
You are the teacher.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any parting advice for people listening right now to get started?
Yeah. I would just go off of what we were just talking about. Like, it really does take building muscles to get yourself mentally and spiritually aligned to fulfill on your dreams. Because we are really wired and programmed for this fight and flight mentality when we feel afraid to not follow through. So stay connected with me, and I will have these materials coming out. But, you know, use practices that work for you around moving through that fear. So just a couple more options I'll throw out there. Use prayer. Use chanting, which is like this crazy practice of literally singing out, you know, any kind of fear. So if you're not into, like, you know, chanting religious music, just find a song you really love.
Okay.
Come on, doesn't that work? Like,
yeah. Change the lyrics
to... Yes, like just let it out of your body. And then the other thing I would offer is meditation. Like, just every day proactively taking 5 minutes to connect to something higher than yourself, to connect to your own soul, and you will start to see a shift in how everything unfolds.
And just to let people know, when I think of meditation, I go old school where the legs are crossed and you can just sit quietly.
You can do it
and just
anywhere.
Clear your mind, or you can walk along the beach or take a walk in the morning or work That's out right. or do whatever, lawn work.
That's right.
Just quiet time and let your mind just relax. Yes. That's the thing.
Yes, but ideally start your day with it. Okay. Don't start your day with your phone.
Right. First thing we do, check our phones.
And that's a good one for you, Pete, because this is about everybody else in the whole world when you're starting your day with your phone.
Yeah.
Start your day with you. Breathe for 5 minutes. Relax. Connect to yourself, your higher power.
When you wake up at 3:30 in the morning to get here on time to start a 5 o'clock show, my alarm is on my phone. So I grab my phone first thing, and then I go into the bathroom and try not to make too much noise with my wife.
Yes.
So do I breathe in the bathroom when I start the shower and take a minute?
So first of all, I would see, what is your alarm? You want there to be something that feels good to wake up to.
It's very soothing. It's not that.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Because that's terrible. Do not wake up with that.
Right.
Right. Maybe it's even a song that inspires you.
I think it's a harp. You know that harp?
Okay, good. Good.
On your phone?
The shower is a great place to just breathe and meditate. That's for sure something you could do. Making it your own sacred time and space, yes. But don't check your phone. Don't look at anything else. Like, let this be your time to align in the morning with what's most important to you. And you might, like, I really love to say a prayer in the morning, and it could be, again, whether you're religious or not. Like, I just say, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? Who would you have me see? And what would you have me say? Like, I start my way with that, to be in a service mindset.
Right.
To let go and not expect how the day is supposed to go, but to just go be in service, because that is what helps me feel ready to start the day.
We got to let go. Wow. You are so good. I love it. I feel motivated when you come in, like I need to do something.
So are you going to create your vision for the year?
I am. My word is aligned.
Aligned.
We've gone from me to aligned.
It's a good transition right
and
there.
And you are aware, Andy.
I'm aware.
GinaMarotta.com is her website, MarotTA.com. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
News is next at 720 WGN.
720 WGN. Pete McMurray is still here in the studio. This is Andy Mazur, by the way. And Pete is actually getting hooked up with an IV right now. Dr. Jack is here. And he is getting hooked up with his IV in a bag that does look like it's some Gatorade. But it's not Gatorade. We're going to find out exactly what's going into them in just a moment. And then I'm going to get hooked up here, too. But anyway, for the a Happy New Year and an IV, that's it's a kind of a good thing, especially with those that maybe over-imbibed last night.
Fantastic. All right. Dr. Jack is here from IVMeChicago.com. Jack, can I move the mic over so you can do the play-by-play right there?
Sure.
All right. Is that mic 3? There you go. How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you? Happy
Dr. Jack looks like a soap opera star. Just imagine a doctor on a soap opera, and it looks like you just got back from a ski resort. Where'd you come back from? Did you go anywhere over the holidays?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you have a good holiday?
I did. How about you?
For people, the number one thing I hear from people when we talk about your clinic, IVMeChicago.com, is, does it work? How would you respond to that?
Yes.
And what is it? What are the IV bags? Ben, can you move that over a little bit? Okay. What's in the IV bags today that you're giving us in
we got
general?
Fluids, lactated ringers, in particular, is the fluid we're using.
Okay.
And then
We're using some B complex,
okay,
some vitamin C, and I'm gonna put some glutathione. And then if you if needed, a little Toradol, which is anti-inflammatory.
All right. What is that for?
Which is for pain, headaches.
Okay.
You know, aches and pains.
Got it.
A little Zofran, which is a little anti-nausea medicine.
So people that are starting to get sick right now, they need to come see you.
Yes. That's when I do it. I do it whenever I'm starting to feel like I'm just about to get sick.
What is it with the vitamin B? You have the vitamin B shots today. You put the vitamin B in the IVs. Why the vitamin B? What's it do for you?
It gives you a boost of energy. That's what I like for it. It helps sleep, energy.
Okay.
Hey, quit the body's attention. He's about to stick a needle in.
I know he is. I mean, how long? How long does it last?
A little. This will last half a day or so.
Okay.
A day, maybe. And then, you know, the shot will kick in tomorrow. And
so the IV lasts a day. And if people get the vitamin B as in boy shot, the vitamin B, how long does that last, the shot?
That'll last you a couple weeks.
Really?
Depends, yeah.
And what does it do? It gives you more energy?
Yes. Energy helps you sleep, helps with mood.
Okay.
Metabolism. It does quite a few things.
And how come you can't take it orally if you take a vitamin B supplement?
You can.
Which a lot of people do.
You can.
What's the difference?
The difference is some people, if you have any kind of gastrointestinal problem, your terminal ileum, which is the last part of your small intestine,
okay,
that's where vitamin B12 itself is absorbed.
Got it.
And so people who've had resections of that area.
Or, by the way, the doc is hooking Andy up to an IV right
there's
now.
There's a lot of
multitasking.
Well, yeah, that. But there are a lot of different steps in the absorption of vitamin B12. It's not a straight line thing where it goes in your stomach, you absorb across the stomach lining, and then into the bloodstream. It comes bound to a protein that needs to be split, needs to bind into something else called intrinsic factor.
Okay.
So there's a lot of moving parts.
And what?
So, which means there's more things that can go wrong.
Sure.
So we're finding out that there are more and more people who previously were thought to be abnormal B12 levels actually have deficient B12 levels.
Really?
Yes.
And by the way, just to let people know, you're a real physician.
Yes.
You're not just, you know, this fake guy that has an IV clinic.
Guy, yeah.
You are.
No. Now he tells me.
You are a surgeon.
I did sleep in a Holiday Inn Express.
Explain to people, you are a surgeon. You're a real doctor.
I am, yes.
And you're a practicing surgeon.
Surgeon.
Okay.
Surgery at a local level one trauma center.
Okay.
And yeah, that's one of my jobs.
I love it. Andy's getting an IV. Okay.
Away.
I'm good.
You want to take that over to your microphone? Hang that from your mic?
Based on gravity. Okay. So if we can hang it.
Yeah. How's it feel, Andy?
Good.
Okay. Nice. Are you going to get a vitamin B shot in your booty? Now, why not the vitamin B in the arm? Why in the butt?
You can give it in the IV, but it'll run out quicker because it's going directly in your blood.
No, I'm talking about the shot in your arm. Why is it in your rear end?
You can do it. It's a bigger muscle.
Okay.
So it's a little, you're spreading out the pain a little bit. It doesn't hurt as much. You know, you don't have as many pain fibers in your gluteus area as
okay.
your shoulder.
Got it.
You know, it's, you know, when you get the shot and you start walking around, it kind of helps massage it out. And
got it. And if you get it in your arm, it's going to be a little painful for a few days.
It might be a little sore, like a flu shot or any other shot.
Okay. Andy, how you doing? You need some help with your headphones? Here, let me turn on your microphone.
There's no needle in there, so you're good. There's a little plastic straw. You can bend your arm. You can do everything you need to do.
I'm going
to
put this down for one second.
How long does the IVs last for people that have never done it before?
How long do they last take to go in, or how long will
they How long do they have to sit and get the IV?
Oh, maybe anywhere from half an hour to an hour, depending on which one they get.
It's worth it, man.
And we have a new one with NAD.
What does that mean?
Dinucleotide.
NAD.
Yes.
And what does that stand for?
That nicotinamide.
Okay.
Adenine.
Yep.
Nucleotide.
And what does that do?
That, in a nutshell, it is the. And you heard, remember mitochondria from biology class when you're in.
I don't remember biology because I'm not a practicing doctor like you, but. Andy, do you remember?
All right. Anyway, the mitochondria is, quote unquote, you know, the powerhouse of the cell.
Okay.
Where we get all our energy.
Got it.
So it's the final thing that helps us make energy.
Okay.
And you get NAD, you get a bunch of energy. It helps a whole myriad of things because it's working at the cellular level.
Okay.
So it's effects just propagate.
And Dave Schwann's going to take the vitamin B shot in his rear end. Dave Schwann, are you ready? Are you ready for that?
Can I do the weather?
You do the weather first, and then you come in and get the shot. Do I get the shot first or the IV? I should get the shot.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I've got to put together the newscast.
Okay. All right. Dr. Jack is here from IVMeChicago.com. Andy just got his IV.
Yep.
Were you having a few cocktails last night?
No, actually, I had one beer. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
New Year's Eve?
Hey, I knew I had to be here.
Okay. We have the engineer in here. We're trying to get you an IV stand. This is nice. It's all about gravity. It's got to be higher.
This is good.
This is great. I love this. Next year, we'll bring a hanger so you can hang it from the ceiling. There you go, Andy. How do you feel?
I'm good.
Now it's above your head.
Okay.
It's all about the gravity. All right. Jack, how's he doing? Can you give us a play-by-play since this is radio?
The only thing is if you bend, it's kind of like a garden hose, right? If you can't get off, then...
So yeah. Keep it straight.
If you keep your arm straight, then it's going to run in faster.
There you go.
Okay.
You're good.
Straighten out your arm, Andy.
All right.
You ever been in the hospital for anything?
Yeah, he's good.
Jack, come on over to the microphone. Over here. So we can talk a little bit about the different IVs. You just don't have one or two. You have about 10 different IVs at the clinic, right?
Yeah, there's like 17, I think.
17?
Something like that.
I mean, are you just making this stuff up, aren't you? 17?
This stuff or other stuff?
Hydration therapy, vitamin shots, anti-aging and beauty. What is that?
Which one? I mean, that's a lot of questions, Pete.
Anti-aging and beauty.
So, you know, like aesthetic stuff.
How do we turn back
Botox,
time?
Botox, your Dysport, your injectables, fillers.
Got it.
Plump things out, makes things lift up, smooth out, you know.
This is a one-stop shop. Nutritional testing, weight loss clinic, hormone replacement.
Yes.
You just started doing this.
We've been doing that for about 3 years now.
Okay. And what does that entail?
Awesomeness. In a word, it entails a lot of that.
Is it an IV? Is it a shot? What is it?
Well, there's different ways you can get your hormones replaced. As we get older, we start to lose our hormones. Typically, at about age 30, 35, we start to go downhill.
Right.
With guys, we just kind of go slowly downhill, and we just tend to treat it by complaining more to our friends.
Of course. And we get angry as we get older.
Exactly. We get angry. And we typically have a lot of the same symptoms that women do when they hit menopause, but ours are spread out over decades.
Okay.
So you just suck it up and just move on with life. Women get hit with it all at once. So it's kind of like a punch right in the face at midlife. So now more people are recognizing that if you actually get treated for that and get your hormones replaced, you're going to feel great. It's going to help prevent some or decrease the incidence of a lot of long-term diseases. And you look better, you feel better. It's just a boost.
I thought there was a direct correlation between hormone replacement and, especially in a man, your PSA levels going up, which is prostate cancer. Am I wrong?
No, it's this one of the little bit of knowledge is dangerous kind of thing.
Okay.
Your PSA levels can go up, but now they're actually doing research. There's a guy named Abram Morgenthaler, who's an associate professor at Harvard, who's probably the world's foremost expert on, testosterone. And prostate cancer and things like that. And he's been studying testosterone, I think, since he was like 20 years old. And he's now, I think, 65 or 70 or something like that. But he's showing that actually those links are incorrect. That it used to be thought that high testosterone increased the risk of prostate cancer. But that was based on one paper with one patient back in 1941.
You're kidding.
No.
Jeez.
So there is a danger if you get hormones replaced and you already have an existing prostate cancer it could make it grow faster, but it's not going to, cause prostate cancer or anything like that. It's completely safe.
Getting text messages in 815 area code. Does the doctor have an IV for women with hot flashes?
No, but that's that would be a perfect hormone replacement patient.
217 area code. I woke up with a cold yesterday. Can this help my cold?
Yes. Definitely. That's why I do it. Like I told you, the first time I ever got an IV, I was a surgery resident, and I was sick. I had food poisoning. I couldn't keep anything down for 24 hours, and the anesthesiologist took me in the back and gave me an IV with some medicines in it, and it just completely was a 180. So, yes, I do it for cold all the time. That's why I do it. And I don't get sick anymore.
We met through a mutual friend, and I was headed to Vegas, and I started to get the flu, and I called you up, and you said, come right over. You gave me an IV, and I was perfect the next morning.
Yes.
Hopped on the flight.
Yeah.
Started drinking on the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you do afterwards is not my, that's not up to me. I have no control over that. Although if you do, like, save a busload of children or something like that, then
right.
of course I get credit
Take
for that.
Credit, of course.
Yes. Yeah. The vitamin B, is that the only shot you give at the clinic?
Or no, do you have we have the regular B12. We have a super B12, which has a bunch of amino acids, different vitamins and minerals in that also, including vitamin C and some other things that help with increased metabolism. Then we have a lipolean B, which is also the B12. It's a base of B12, and it has some other things.
Which one do you do?
I usually just do the straight up B12.
B12.
Yeah.
And what does B12 do again to your body?
Boosts energy.
Okay.
Helps with sleep. Helps with mood. Helps with metabolism. Those are the big things I notice. With me, it's mostly the sleep and the energy. Like, I notice a lot when you work out. And well, sleep.
When you get older, as your hormones decrease, your sleep decreases too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Why is that? You figured you'd be tired all the time, you want to go to sleep, and you'd sleep through the night.
Yeah, I don't have an answer, but I'll get it for you. It doesn't come to mind right now.
Okay. 815 area code, where in Rockford or Belvedere can I get these IVs or injections? You haven't expanded there yet.
We haven't, but we are moving towards Rockford.
All right.
Naperville is closer than here to Rockford. So we're going to be out in Naperville in May or June. And up in Milwaukee at about that time frame also.
Really?
Yes.
So is it going to be ivmenaperville.com?
I don't know what it's going to be.
That's or ivmemilwaukee.com?
I don't know what it's going to be. I'm not the web guy. That would be a good guess. I mean,
ask the doctor questions.
Yeah, ask me. Yeah. Website? What's the Google on. Web? The inter Google?
Let's say you're in Vegas. Can you get an IV when you're at the pool drinking, having a drink?
In Vegas?
Yes.
I would say yes. About I don't anything. Know firsthand, but I would say probably the answer when you ask in Vegas, can you? The answer is probably going to be yes.
Right, of course. General. You can do anything in Vegas. Andy, how do you feel?
I'm good. Yeah, I feel, okay. I feel good, yeah.
So this small little bag, it's going to take how long with Andy?
The way he's dripping right now, it'll take another maybe 20 minutes.
We
can make it go quicker.
What do you have to do? Sports. How do you make it go quicker?
Just squeeze it, pressure.
Is that okay to go into his body?
Yeah.
By the way, the IV looks like Gatorade. It does. It looks like Gatorade that's going into your body.
It does. Doesn't feel like Gatorade, though.
Is it?
Have you ever had Gatorade go into your body?
No, never.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
with vodka. I've had it.
Yeah. A couple of those. Yeah.
Well, it depends which. Yeah.
I mean, think about that. If you're drinking vodka Gatorade, aren't you hydrating at the same time as you're dehydrating your body?
Technically, yes, in the pure sense of the definition.
Jack looks at me like, why do I do this show? Why am I here? I just don't understand it. But when people come and see you, it's like, oh my gosh, how come I haven't been doing this before?
Exactly.
I mean, yes. You must hear that all the time. That?
Well, it's kind of like a trade secret in medicine that we all knew about it, and people have been doing it for decades. You know, the first time I gave an IV for one of my friends, I was down in the ER, and a paramedic said, hey, you should give your friend's IV. I go, what? He goes, here. Gave me all the stuff and showed me how to start the IV. And, you know, so it's been a trade secret kind of thing that we just brought to the public.
Right.
You know, so.
Why did it take so long?
Didn't put two and two together, you know, like that. You ever see that Seinfeld when he's like, he goes, Huckum? He goes, what's with the chopsticks? And, you know, the guy's out there in the fields all day with a shovel and they don't put two and two together.
Right.
So, yeah, that's somebody finally did. An anesthesiologist out in Vegas was the guy who started it, bringing it to the public.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack is here from ivmechicago.com. Tell everybody about your staff. You have professionals working for you. You're just not hiring people off the street.
No, they're great. They're all super. My first hire was our director of nursing, Gina Caltabiano at that time, Gina Werner now. And she's awesome. She's a great ER nurse, had a lot of trauma experience and ER nursing experience. And I said, hey, I'm going to start this company. Do you want to work with me? And she said, yeah. So she was the first one. And so it's all of our staff are nurses that are either formerly or currently working in all the hospitals down. I mean, you name a big hospital in Chicago and we have somebody who's on staff.
Right.
We also have paramedics who are a lot of CFD people or other, you know, some of the suburban. So they're all certified nurses.
Trained nurse professionals.
Trained, you know, yes.
People are asking about insurance. Does insurance cover any of this?
It does not. HSA and FSA, which is a health savings account, and,
okay,
and the Flex savings account that some people have, those cover some of the stuff. And we can also, we did have a couple from Australia who had insurance, like the traveler's insurance, and I just wrote letters because they were sick. They were throwing up and they had food poisoning. They got something. And so we'll write letters for people, but we don't take insurance ourselves.
Got it. Dr. Jack, I got to hit news, top of the hour. It's good to see you. You can give me the vitamin B shot. You don't have to give me the IV today.
Sure. Then I'll give it to myself.
IVMeChicago.com. Steve Dale is next after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you, Dave Schwann. Thank you, Ben, behind the glass. Andy, always a pleasure.
Good happy to be with New you. Year, Pete.
Happy New Year.
What's the first bowl game we're watching today at noon today? That's the Michigan game, right?
The Michigan game. We got the Minnesota game, a little Outback Bowl, a little Citrus Bowl going on today. Okay. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all later.
Can't wait for that one. That's at 4 o'clock, right?
Wisconsin and Oregon.
All right. Thanks to all our guests, and we'll be back here tomorrow morning with the regular crew. Dave Ennett's in tomorrow, correct?
Dave is back, yes.
Okay. You guys have a great day.